Please take the time to visit podsurvey.com/peasants to complete a short 21-question survey. Participants in the survey will be entered into a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card. The survey can be taken multiple times, so feel free to visit back each month for your chance to enter the drawing. Please help support the show by using our Amazon links located in the description anytime you purchase anything from Amazon. It's a great way to support the show while just going about your normal business shopping on Amazon.com. Also, check out our storefront for Drunken Peasants recommended merchandise. Patreon pledges of $5 or more will now receive 2 private shows each month. In addition to the private shows, Patreon pledges of $10 or more will receive the Drunken Peasants post show after each episode of the Drunken Peasants, Ben and Billy's monthly shitty movie review, and regular behind-the-scenes vlogs with Ben and Billy. Sign up anytime to catch the future shows as well as past content. If you want to catch the post shows but you're not a patron, click the join link below this video to become a member of the Drunken Peasants channel. In addition to each post show, you'll also get special badges and emojis that you can use in the Drunken Peasants live chat. Streamlabs will be open for the duration of each episode. Click the link below to send us a message. Donations $20 and above will be read out through text-to-speech and will require our immediate attention. All donations below $20 will be read at the end of each segment. Keep an eye out for our weekly Streamlabs goal, which if we meet, we will do an extra show the following week. If you find any content you'd like to see us cover on the show, send it to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. All submissions will be reviewed for possible usage in a future episode. Click the Discord link in our description to join the Drunken Peasants Discord. Interact with other Drunken Peasants fans in text and voice chat, as well as the peasants themselves. Visit the Google Play Store and download the Drunken Peasants app to catch the audio version of the show while you're on the road. In addition to the app, the audio-only version of the show is also available through iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, SoundCloud, and other audio platforms. That's all we have for now. Enjoy the show.
Thank you for calling. This is Amanda. May I have your name, please?
Yeah, Amanda, this is Billy. I have some suspicious activity on my line. I was watching True News with Rick Wiles. He's a journalist. And he said that the telephone companies are putting the mark of the beast in my cell phone. I believe it has something to do with, I don't know, like a microchip carrier that will follow me around. With the Mark of the Beast, he says, he didn't say particularly which cell phone companies did it, but I wanted to call, and I guess, is Mark of the Beast something you offer?
No, sir, that's not anything that Verizon Wireless offers.
How can you prove that?
I did not get an account for you.
He said it was like a nefarious thing, like it was like the satanic connection. Can you prove that you don't have the Mark of the Beast on your plan? I get a lot of extra like charges on my phone bill every month, and there's like different taxes and stuff. I don't know if one of those happens to be like a Mark of the Beast surcharge under a different name.
No, Verizon Wireless doesn't do any of that. We would charge you for your Verizon Wireless surcharges and your taxes and governmental state charges.
You sound like a good Christian woman. Is that safe to say?
Absolutely.
Thank God. I've been talking to I went to the store today, into one of the shops, and there were these punk kids, and they were just like laughing at me. And I wanted to call and get somebody on the phone, and I just think it just has something to do with your voice. You just sound like a trustworthy person. Do you use Verizon yourself?
Absolutely. I've been a Verizon customer longer than I've actually worked for Verizon.
Thank God. I was worried that you were one of the bad ones. But talking to you right now, I feel like, I don't know, would it be too much to ask to do a prayer?
No, not at all. We could totally do that.
Okay. You want to lead?
I'll let you lead if you don't mind.
Okay. Dear God, thank you for giving me Verizon, the Mark of the Beast free platform. And see, what was your name again?
Amanda.
Amanda. Thank you for giving me Amanda, who is a good, honest Christian, and offers me the Mark of the Beast free cell phone plan, and offers me her good word that this Verizon plan will be with me at all times, 4G through 5G through eternity. Dear Lord, I want you to bless Amanda and Verizon, and bless my family and her family. And is there anything you want to add in, Amanda?
You're doing a great job, Billy.
Okay. And if you could, God, try and smite the other platforms that might have Mark of the Beast technology. I don't know which ones they are, but I just am glad I have a good God-fearing cell phone plan. Is there 5G yet? Is there 5G access?
Not for mobile phones. It's coming though, okay, in the middle of the year.
I'm a little worried what happens after 5G. Like 6G is a little too close to the 666. I'm a little worried about it. Do you watch True News?
Hey, I can understand.
Yeah.
I have not watched True News.
Yeah, True News.
I haven't heard of that.
It was Rick Wiles, and he had a couple other gentlemen with him, and they were holding their microphone. It said True News on it, I remember, because it's true, you know? They spelled it T-R-U, though, which isn't exactly the way you spell true, but I still believe it. And when they said that, you know, these plan carriers we're carrying the Mark of the Beast plan and putting microchips in your phones to follow you? You guys don't put microchips in your phones, right?
No, not at all, which we don't manufacture the devices, but I would not think that any manufacturer would put any type of information in their, you know, in the devices.
The last thing I need is a phone with microchips in it. Like, that's a gateway to hell. I don't like it at all. Oh, Amanda, you're just a sweetheart. Thank you so much. God bless. Prayers and stuff like that. You just, I wish the best on you, and I hope your phone, you know, doesn't get a Mark of the Beast plan. You know, I would really hate to have our phones be infiltrated by Satan.
Absolutely. No, we just got to keep our faith and know that God's got us.
God bless. You have a good night.
God bless you too. You too.
She was a sweetheart.
Yeah. She's good at that job.
Yeah.
She didn't, if she was getting frustrated, she didn't show it at all.
I was hoping she was going to start the prayer. I should have forced her to. I didn't want to be predatory with it because she was so sweet.
Yeah.
I should have, you leave.
She did a good job.
You leave.
She handled it well. You have to be, like, you have to be able to just let it.
Especially with the direct international line, she probably has to deal with so many people that are traveling and frustrated.
Yeah, yeah. That was the only way to get through without having like an actual account.
Well, I believe that Satan is international, right? The Mark of the Beast is
absolutely
all over the world. That's a international problem.
Ooh, you know what? That was a funny call without really having to be not a sweet boy.
I didn't. Well, she was too sweet. I couldn't do it to her. I couldn't.
Yep.
I didn't want to be the naughty Billy that's like, by the way, you stupid cunt. Hope you get raped in hell, bitch. Like stuff like that. Couldn't do that.
Yeah, that would have been... Yeah, I would have felt bad about that.
Yeah, she was a sweet girl.
In the beginning, there was nothing. And then there was... The Drunken Peasants Podcast.
I got to get a drink.
Ah! Say, man, you got a joint? No, not on you, man. It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
From the strangest corners of the internet, here to bring you opinions of the world from an altered perspective. Here are your hosts, the Drunken Peasants.
Oh, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Drunken Peasants Podcast, episode 540. And we are actually 2 minutes ahead of schedule starting the show today.
Early boys.
I started early so I could share a sample of the wonderful stuff that you catch if you're one of the lucky people to see the post show.
The sweet boy content.
The sweet boy content from the post show.
Our prayers. We do prayers.
Yeah. We start prayer groups with unwilling customer service representatives.
She was willing. She was just unknowing.
Some people were saying, oh man, that was cringy, but I guess that was the point. Of course it was.
The point actually was for me to pray with a random stranger. I'm trying to become a good Christian.
And we're going to bring on Alan from the Not for Human Consumption podcast, which is really hard for me to say correctly.
Alan?
Yeah, Alan.
A-L-L? It's like all in, but with an E
Alan.
Instead of an I.
It's Alan. And
Alan.
We are,
it's Alan.
I'm bringing Alan on
Alan
right
on?
Now. Alan on.
Alan on is Alcoholics Anonymous.
Alan on. That's very ironic, considering Alan's track record.
Yeah.
Are you a drunk, Alan?
Maybe.
Probably. Boy, I cannot wait to see Captain Marvel in theaters.
I don't know why, Alan, but your audio sounds a little lower than usual.
Oh, here. Is that better?
Okay. Yeah.
There cool. We go. My mic slipped down a little.
He's too drunk to even operate a mic at this point.
At least he's pretty.
Look at this. My co-host bought me a bottle lock, so when they're not here, I can't drink the show alcohol. That's how bad it's
the
gotten.
The show alcohol.
Are they there?
Yes. The community bin of booze is locked out from me.
Here, the show alcohol is all mine.
Yeah.
If there's show alcohol, it is mine. Because Billy alcohol. Doesn't drink anymore.
Yeah, Ben has show alcohol. I have show bobs.
Show bobs?
I have open bobs.
So, like, they leave it. The studio's in my house, so I guess when they leave, it's mine, right? That's the rule.
I'm wondering how your lock is not on the bottle right now. Are they there to unlock the bottle for you?
On the weekends. It's not on there now because I drank what was left last night recording an episode. So
okay.
For some reason, your video's coming across really laggy too. I don't know.
Is it really?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Alan, are you aware of who Steve Shives is?
I looked him up on Encyclopedia Dramatica before we started.
Go to his Twitter page and tell me. Go to his Twitter page and tell me if you're blocked. Yeah, you just today found out who he was, right?
Right.
You've never interacted with him.
Never.
Go to his Twitter page and tell me if you're blocked.
All right, let's find him. Steve Shives.
Yeah, it's @Steve_Shives.
What if Steve Shives' Twitter content is so shitty that he just blocks people so they don't read it?
I'm not blocked.
Wow.
Ooh, we got a fucking unicorn.
Yeah.
Let's see if you get blocked by the end of this episode.
If you said anything like, I respectfully disagree with your views, even if it's polite like that, if you say you disagree with him, you will be blocked.
Dude, let me find a tweet that he's put up, and I'll be like, this is bullshit, and see how long I'm
if you say this is bullshit.
You'll get blocked immediately, yeah.
Yeah.
I've never talked to the guy.
You are blocked.
I got blocked. I did an episode of DP back in the day, and I swear somebody was talking about him blocking everybody when I was watching the episode.
Yeah.
So, like, I went to check if he blocked me, and he hadn't blocked me. But then, you know, within time, I got blocked without ever talking.
Here's the reason we're even talking about Steve Shives. We haven't talked about him in a long time because he's boring as fuck. Thanks, Finn. Love you too, buddy.
But what about his love of Star Trek?
So, today, VidCon made an announcement that they're going to give a financial grant to Steve Shives. VidCon, the organization that runs the big convention.
Yeah.
That I've paid over how much is a ticket?
I don't know, he probably paid $150.
$150 for a fucking ticket.
And it all went
to
Steve Shives.
They're giving this asshole money for nothing.
For nothing.
And it's hilarious because due to the reach of this tweet, a lot of people who wouldn't normally know who Steve is decided to look him up, and all these people are like, why the fuck does this guy have me blocked? There's all these people.
That's crazy.
Like,
look at the fucking post. It's got like 1,500 replies. Hell yeah! Excellent use of our ticket money.
Yeah. Here's Repsion.
Egghead.
Golly.
Let's play the Blocked by Steve Shives game.
So
Jables, that's the homie.
Yeah. There's all kinds of people that are like, wow, I'm blocked. I mean, a lot of these people that they're pushing to the top, I know who they are.
Of course.
So that's why they're showing him at the top to me. But
24 retweets for this. So 24 people were like, yay, Steve Shives got a grant.
And 300 likes.
And then 1,500 comments.
Yes. That's how many dislikes there would be if they gave you a dislike on Twitter.
It's like, because you usually get far more likes than you get comments on a post, right?
A little background on Steve. Basically, thank you, Finn, for all the monies. This is wonderful.
Awesome.
Background on Steve, when the YouTube atheism thing was one of the big things on YouTube, one of the bigger genres of videos,
right.
Steve made atheism-centric videos, and he grew a fan base.
A little more love.
Thank you. Oh. But over time, Steve's views got more and more like left wing, and he became more and more of an SJW to the, and you know what? People are entitled to their own views. The thing about Steve is that he talks a lot of shit, and but he won't listen to anyone else. He just blocks anyone that disagrees with him. And another thing is that I've seen him, conversations. Thank you. Conversations from him have leaked where he's admitted to flagging people's channels solely because he doesn't like them. He's admitted to if I could take down their channel, it would be down already. So he's a malicious flagger. He's a coward. He's a bitch. He blocks people just based on who they follow alone, not his own interactions with them. He's a tard, a cuck. I mean, whatever you want to call him.
Whatever.
He reminds me a lot of Maddox with that kind of behavior. Where you could just say something and he blocks you. I'm blocked by him.
Yeah,
that's
like,
for ages.
He makes a lot of videos with his spouse, and you can tell she's the one in charge.
Cute. Oh.
That's all I'll say about that.
At VidCon, meet Steve. Steve Shives has an undaunted ability to speak on controversial topics like politics, social issues, and Star Trek. We're excited to announce that he'll be receiving a VidCon Creator Grant.
I don't know how much it is. I've heard rumors that it's $2,000, but even if it's $500, what a waste of money. This really makes me not want to go to the actual VidCon convention.
Yeah, only reason I want to go to the VidCon convention is so I can hang out with, like, my buds, right?
I would like to go. It would be worth it for me to go if we could get on some kind of ridiculous panel.
We might be able to get on. Might be a little too late, though. I know Fantano was on in 2017 for a music panel.
Yeah, yeah.
And
They had like a streaming panel that we went to, and Boogie was on it, and then a bunch of girls. I didn't know who the fuck they were. Dude, come on. Who knows more about streaming? Come on. This is ridiculous.
Come on.
Do you guys usually go to VidCon?
No,
I've
only been 1 year. Last year. It was fun to like hang out and party with everybody.
Yeah.
Sure.
You know.
It's all about the company you keep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we should go to VidCon just to go to Steve Shives panels.
I want to show you. I don't even know if he's doing a panel. That would be hilarious because, I will be there front and center.
Blocked by Shives.
We should do our own Blocked by Shives.
I'll tell you
panel.
What, if he can't take a tweet where someone's like respectfully disagreeing, he's not going to like being heckled live in person very well.
We should book a venue down there and have a Blocked by Steve Shives party, and the only way to get in is
let
to
me
be
show
blocked
you this.
By Steve Shives.
This video is 3 years old, and I think I played it 3 years ago on the show, but this is just great. This just goes to show how far he takes it.
It was like something out of a fairy tale.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting for this moment my entire life.
I've done some amazing things in my life. I've skydived, bungee jumped.
Is that amazing?
Climbed Kilimanjaro.
That's amazing.
Yeah, climbing Kilimanjaro.
Without a doubt, what happened to me that day was the greatest moment of my life.
Flagging Manjaro.
I couldn't believe what had happened. I never thought he'd notice me. I never thought he'd hear my voice.
You get all these on the same fiber.
The joy I feel in my heart.
Corpse Midget got his.
Beyond anything I ever experienced.
It all happened so fast. My whole life changed forever in a single heartbeat.
Wow. They say that dreams come true.
Are these all people blocked by Steve Shives?
Wait.
There's nothing that quite compares to what happened to me that afternoon. I remember the message came in and just looking at my screen in disbelief. My heart was racing. I couldn't concentrate. I was so excited, I was shaking.
He's always been someone I admired, but now I know he's a real, genuine hero who listens to his followers and cares about them. I'm so proud of achieving something that only few people get a chance to. I think that what happened to me that day makes me incredibly lucky.
This is 3 years
old. My life only
yes.
really began that day on Twitter when I was blocked.
I was blocked.
I was blocked.
I was blocked.
I was blocked. I was blocked. by Steve Shives.
Steve Shives blocked me, and I just can't thank him enough.
This is a fucking eclectic Thanks, group Steve. Of weirdos.
All types of accents.
But I was so overjoyed that he noticed me and he cares so much about what
he
said
to him. He didn't notice you, it was a bot.
That he blocked me.
I've always loved his work.
Yeah, I mean, it's facetious, obviously.
But like, it's not even like he cares about these people. He
know
just that, auto-blocks. He's Lucian
they also
auto-block.
Said, they all, yeah, they, good one. Yeah, I mean, they also said very few people get the honor, but it's literally yeah. like everyone.
Yeah.
All right, here's what I'm going to do. I just clicked on one of his tweets. I didn't read it. All I'm commenting on it is I respectfully disagree with this. Let's see how long I last.
Okay. Let's see if by the end of the show, doo-doo, if you're gone. Doo-doo.
Will you? He probably turned off the auto blocker because of all the new people coming to find him from this. Because he's probably
maybe. I'll tell you what.
I'd be scared if I was him because of all these new people coming to see him. He doesn't want to have them auto blocked.
Lucian Autobot.
Lucian Autoblock. Lucian Autoblock is a good man. He blocks everyone equally as long as they follow the Drunken Peasants podcast.
People in the chat are saying blocked in less than 5 minutes. So I guess we'll see.
But that pesky Twitter block.
I think I love it even more. All I said was, Steve, I love what you do, but I think you're wrong about... I didn't even finish the sentence. And he already blocked me from his Twitter.
I called my mom, and I almost dropped the phone. I said, Mom, guess what happened? She began screaming with joy because she knew exactly what I was going to say. It was like winning the lottery.
All I did was ask him to provide any supporting references for his claims, and that's all it took. He blocked my account, and
it's
at
more
this
than fucking
moment,
it took for him to block me. I literally never talked to that fucking dude.
No,
shit about
it was
him.
Only based on who you follow.
Yeah,
that's it.
It's because I followed.
You've got to be so bitch made to take the time to do that.
Well, is it like he's obviously got a bot?
I don't want anyone to follow me or read my tweets. Who follows anyone I don't like?
Yeah, I mean, differing opinions are bad. It's bad. You need to put yourself in your own social bubble. You don't hear all the bad stuff, even though, you know, that's how people learn shit. Whatever.
Oh,
what
by
an
the,
idiot.
You know what else I need to do really quick? Let's see.
I should block anybody who follows, like, fucking Drake.
Let's see.
Ariana Grande.
Has he shadow banned me? Yeah, look. Oh, no. Okay, no. He soft blocks me all the time. Caden Cowger. Like, all of a sudden, I'll notice that I'm not following him anymore. And the only way to do that is to block somebody and then unblock them.
Really?
Yeah. That's a soft block. If you don't want someone following you, but you don't want to give them the screenshot that says that you blocked them,
yeah,
then you can block and unblock them really quick. And Caden Cowger does that to me all the fucking time.
He must not like
I got
you.
A notification the other day saying that no Ben shit. Is now following Caden Cowger.
Yep.
Just out of nowhere. So it was like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yep. Yeah, because I refollow him every time I notice.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. He's kind of like Steve Shives, only they don't have the same political views at all.
Here's the cool thing about Steve Shives, right? Like, you're not missing anything by being blocked by him unless you're, like, really into fucking Star Trek commentary. I guess that's heartbreaking if you love his Star Trek commentary.
Oh, no. Not my Star Trek feed. I'm still there. Still there. I refreshed it.
So really quick, time for the obligatory shilling. Guys... Any Streamlabs you send in for the rest of this is all extra. We already made the goal on the last show. I'm Baton was the MVP of that show. He helped fill up the bar. So you guys are already getting the bonus show on Saturday. And Brave Browser, use the Brave Browser, please. Watch the show with it. Check to see if your tokens have shown up. Send them all to us. That is going to be a way that the majority of our viewers can support the show without having to spend any money at all. You just have to download a browser using our link down in the description and send the tokens our way each month when they come to you.
Once you download the browser, they just give you $5 in tokens just to start.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Do you think that Steve Shives watches The Orville?
I don't know.
I wish he didn't.
I don't watch his videos.
I wish he didn't have me blocked. I really want to know his opinion on the Orb.
I kind of forgot he existed, and then someone showed me, you know, what was happening, that VidCon was giving him a grant for some reason.
It's obvious why.
I didn't even know VidCon gave grants. I'm like, this is one of the worst people to give a grant to. But yeah, of course, it's the Green Brothers. The Green Brothers are ultra SJW, so they're going to push people like that to the top.
I heard this year TanaCon might be giving out, they're not going to give out grants, they're going to give out hand jobs.
So oh, sweet. I'm hoping, you know, to get a, I'm hoping to get a, you're going to love my job. First news story of the day. I might as well just play it. So yeah, DP Action News.
I like the Greens. They're my good buds.
You don't even know them.
I've met them at fucking VidCon. They were hanging out with the guys at Good Mythical Morning.
So, wow. This is a local news story out of Sandusky, Ohio.
The Dusk.
There's a nail salon that recently opened there, and the local authorities want to force it to change its name.
Oh, no.
And I had to screen record this because I couldn't download the video, so that's why.
It recently opened?
It recently opened. Here it is.
Dusky Nail Salon is getting a lot of attention because of its name. Now, township leaders are fighting to get the hand job sign taken
down. Come
on. NBC 24's Toy Creel explains the owner stands behind the name.
Balloons hang in the window, not even a week old.
I tell you what, I know it's fun. I think it's hilarious, but in all seriousness, they shouldn't be able to make them change their name.
They shouldn't.
No.
And here's the thing.
If they're not given hand jobs for money, then there's nothing wrong with naming the place.
Nails, man.
Yeah.
Even if they are giving hand jobs for money.
Well, that's illegal.
But they could give them for free as long as you buy like a nail. Like,
I don't think they can.
Can't you just throw in a hand job?
No.
For free? Leading this Sandusky Nail Salon, like a Happy Meal toy? Opening.
You know, we were doing this before, so...
God damn it, I don't want to go to hand jobs
if
Jorba the Hutt is going to be giving me my fucking happy ending.
But it's not the service that's causing a stir. It's the name.
That's tacky or inappropriate.
You know, Solo?
Not kid-friendly, and obviously they can turn it into something that's sexual or whatnot.
Hand jobs, nails, and spa. Salon owner Dawn Moon says she came up with the name roughly 10 years ago.
More people that like it than don't, but there are those that are concerned, obviously, so that's kind of caused the stir up.
And while Moon says she wants
does
people
look
to remember,
like she does look like a glamorous Jabba the Hutt. She really does.
A glamorous Jabba.
Like a well-done
Hutt. I bet
you
anything, she was oblivious as to what a fucking hand job was until like people were like, you sure you want to call your salon that?
You know what? No, I think she did it on purpose, and I think she kind of admits it in this. And there's other suggestive things like written on the walls that are like play on word type things.
I, for one, you know what support she's missing? Hand Jabba the Hutt.
You know what what would make her more glamorous, though? If she had one of those little critters on the chain.
Yeah, Salacious Crumb.
Like that? Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Others want the name to be forgotten. The salon owner says the Perkins County Zoning Board is trying...
Oh, dude, there's a black lady in
what?
This.
What? What does that say? Yeah.
Blow on it? Yeah, that's why.
Fuck it, dude.
That's why we know... That's why I know this was done intentionally. But, dude, there's a black lady in later in this report. She's fucking hilarious. Just wait.
Right now, they're saying that the sign is inappropriate. Right, that the permit has been denied. And that I need to go and, you know, file for an appeal if I want to keep the sign.
Ooh, bullshit. All these people that keep messing with this lady at the hand job salon, you need to leave her alone.
Melissa Norris.
Yeah.
You leave her alone at the hand job salon.
This is a different salon in another, nearby.
Is this Rim Jobs? Is this Sister Salon?
This is a customer at Zari's Beauty Supply.
Zari's Beauty Supply.
By next door. She says she...
See, there was like a big weave hanging out on the... And there's like some African art up on the wall too. You notice that?
She has no issue with the name.
It's not like she's a drug dealer or something like that. If y'all mind someone wasn't fire in the gutter, it wouldn't bother you that the salon is called Hand Jobs and they do nails and pedicures.
For real. See?
Wait, I agree with
your minds are in the gutter.
If it's pedicures, it should also be feet jobs, right?
Oh, Pimp Monk in the chat. Pimp, you can come on if you want. Pimp. I don't know if you're available, but if you are, there's a box.
The pimp box is open.
The pimp box.
Salon's long-term customer. Customer Rebecca Dean thinks that differently, though she likes the service.
I prefer that it was a different name.
See, uptight white lady. I fucking mellow out. I want to see a debate between the uptight white lady and the mellow black lady.
I wish it was a different name. It's just kind of competition for my dentist cum in my mouth.
Really don't like what it implies. And to me, it's a little embarrassing when you say, "Where did you get your name stuck?"
Moons.
Right.
Where did you get your nails jump?
Pimple be on in 5 minutes. I wonder how many dudes slipped in there thinking it was a Jack Shack.
Honestly, I'm not convinced it isn't.
Oh,
open door. It's not a bunch of Asian women that barely speak English. You're like, nope, not here. This ain't the
place. You
think
if you went in to get a pedicure and this woman was working there and you whipped it out, like you'd probably go to jail. Yes. Don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, yes. Yeah. There'd probably be women in there getting their nails done.
Awesome talk, though maybe not this much.
Polish station.
Regardless of the controversy,
sure not a Polish station?
I'm sure.
Because if there's a station with Polish women, I'm pretty sure you're going to be able to get some hand jobs, right? Polish women love hand jobs.
They do?
I think.
That's what I heard.
I met a few Polish women that loved giving the yank.
Appeal the board's decision and the fight the Yankee Candle name. Store. Knowing what you know now, would you have changed the name?
No, absolutely not. I mean, it's what we do.
It's fun, it's catchy. Jobs.
I wanted people to remember it, and I think they will.
Reporting in Sandusky, Toy Crew, NBC 24 News.
She's, do I think it's clever as fuck? No.
It's
basic fucking toilet humor.
Right.
And I'm fine with
it. I like it.
Yeah, I respect it.
I respect it. It's a name that you're definitely going to remember. That's why I'm like, yeah, it's clever, whatever. They're, you know, painting nails and shit, and you're calling it hand jobs. Leave it alone. It's fine. It's not hurting anything.
I just like how all the close-ups they have look like sausage finger, you know, like ham hands.
You know that Korean soup? It's called pho.
Yeah.
There's a place in Bellevue, Washington called What the Pho.
Yeah.
What the Pho.
What the fuck?
It's like funny. Fucking.
Yeah, fucking.
Yeah, there's also forever.
Forever. I've seen fucking. Like it's
fucking.
Cool. It's cool. Fucking. Like I don't.
What honestly, the fuck?
As long as you
did
have...
I say Korean? I meant Vietnamese. Sorry.
Oops.
Oh, not allowed to say anything wrong. You. The fucking chat will grill you.
I went
guys.
To Korean barbecue last night.
You're right. It's Vietnamese. Oh, did you?
Yeah. I had brisket and pork belly and. Bulgogi.
That shit's good.
It was good. There's a place next to my dad's work called Pie Hole where they sell slice of pie. I mean, Pie Hole is not as explicit as hand job is, though, right?
What about Biscuit Bitch?
Biscuit. Yeah, we have a place here called Biscuit Bitch.
Yeah.
Inappropriate. Think of the children. You just have. That's all you have to do is lean on, like, think of the children, and it'll get changed.
You know what would be savage? If someone moved in next door and created a Jack Shack named Nail Salon.
Yeah.
People would be so fucking confused.
They're like, hey, I'm here for the hand job. They're like, oh, that's next door. That's the nail salon.
The nail salon.
Oh, okay, cool.
So Bernie Sanders did his first campaign rally, like his first official campaign rally since
Bernie
its announcement.
Burn.
Oh, and also, I didn't grab a story about this, but I guess Washington's governor is running for president.
Jay Inslee.
He's garbage.
Bullshit. He's going to win.
You're voting for him?
I'm voting for Inslee.
Are you fucking serious?
Team Inslee.
You know, he was a Hillary super Well, you voted for Hillary. So
yeah,
whatever.
I voted for Hillary, too.
God.
But here's the thing, right, about Jay Inslee.
He was a super delegate, and even though the majority of people voted for Bernie around here, he still gave his super delegate votes to Hillary because he's a fucking establishment piece of shit.
Wow.
And if you vote for him, you're no better.
Wow.
Washington anyway. Was big on Bernie, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, a bunch of states were. A bunch of states were, and the delegates went to Hillary anyway.
Yeah, we had fucking turnouts for Bernie that were like filling up stadiums and shit.
Yep.
Damn. We loved this.
In Ohio, too. The basketball arena where, I've seen WWE events there. Bernie filled up one of those on the OSU campus. Yeah.
The road to the White House was a snow-filled path through a hometown for one of the Democratic frontrunners today. A familiar face working to reignite the burn by
you hear the money
personal.
They play when he comes out? What the fuck? He's like 75 years old. Wait, someone's going to be like, he's 73! Or whatever.
Say a few personal words. As we launch this campaign for president, you deserve to know where I came from.
Okay. Is that the clip you're going to play?
We're soon going to need a bigger TV monitor, I think, to capture all the candidates. Take a look at the dizzying array of hopefuls right now. 11 of them in the race for the major parties, as you can see. Voila.
Oh, yeah. Inslee next to Bernie. Is that his name?
Voila. Jay Inslee.
Inslee. Ben, to correct you, he's 77.
Oh, damn.
Burns 77?
Yeah, he's fucking old as shit.
He needs someone like Jay, or maybe Tulsi Gabbard as his vice. I don't know.
Dude, not Inslee. He's garbage.
Is he garbage?
Why would Bernie want him to run with him when he was a fucking superdelegate and voted against the will of his own state?
Because you need someone who knows how to suck the fucking cock of the Democratic Party.
Fuck that. I'm done with that.
You're done with that, but do you really think the Democratic Party is done with that? You don't think there are going to be more shenanigans?
Absolutely there will be.
Hello?
Oh, damn. Pimonk.
Pimonk.
I want to see Tulsi Gabbard do something. I might be behind her. I am behind Bernie. I would vote for Jay Inslee.
I want Kelsey Grammer to run.
Yeah, I love Kelsey Grammer.
You want Frasier?
I don't know what to do with those tests.
They're probably going to bring that Frasier back. They're in talks about bringing Frasier back. Huh. But it might not be in Seattle. They might totally flip the script, which is weird. But anyway, back to this shit.
It's very soon. So how does Senator Bernie Sanders fit into this diverse field as we await a decision from two other undecided heavyweights? We have an amazing panel to break that down for us. But first, let's get right to MSNBC senior political editor Beth Fooey, who is at Bernie Sanders' rally.
Every single one of these people have like a cute little fucking munchkin face.
So you would vote for Inslee over Bernie?
No, I wouldn't. I'm not going to vote for anybody over anybody yet because we don't have the candidate yet. But I would be okay with Inslee.
I mean, there's going to be primaries.
I'm happy with Bernie. I'm happy with Inslee.
I'm not.
And I'm happy with Tulsi Gabbard. Really, Tulsi Gabbard's who I'm keeping an eye on most.
Bernie going to drop dead any goddamn second. We don't need Bernie again. I'm sorry. People get pissed off at me saying that. Bernie needs to not do this.
As long as we have a strong VP under Bernie, I don't care if he runs, right? But we need a good person that can take over when Bernie finally keels over and dies. Because it's a possibility.
I don't understand why he's running again. He got screwed over the last election. Why would he run?
As a Democrat.
They're just going to probably do the same thing that they did to him last time, right? I don't know if it was so easy.
Well, we think,
from what I understand, the superdelegate thing has changed.
Yeah.
Oh, it changed?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's switched
up
a bit.
They did something. I don't know exactly what they did, but some kind of difference.
Yeah.
Impeachment.
Everybody's like, Bernie's name recognition. Bernie will probably outlive you, Pitmonk. Damn it, that sucks. Bernie is the only person with a name recognition to beat Trump. I mean, it's not only about name recognition, though, right? Like, it's about whether or not you can hang with Trump when he starts throwing his bullshit barbs. And I don't know how you play that off because the base of America, they don't care about whether you're right or wrong. They care about how you fucking style on people. And Trump,
wrong.
Trump knows how to style on people. Wrong. And I don't know if Bernie can hang.
I want everybody to know I actually love Bernie. I just don't think it's a great idea for him to run again.
He's running, so there's no going back on that.
I'm down for anybody.
He's the only one right now that I would vote for.
Really?
I love him to death. I think he's a good man.
I'll vote for Bernie. I'll vote for Tulsi. I'll vote for Inslee because it's a Washington boy.
I'm voting for Kelsey Grammer. I'm writing him in.
You're going to write in Kelsey Grammer?
Toss salads and scrambled eggs.
Pimp loves toss salads.
He likes to toss salads.
Tossing your salad, you big son of a bitch.
Those aren't croutons, my dude.
Actually realize that Bernie's a boy from Brooklyn. He kicked off the campaign there with his roots.
Berries and salads are pretty good, buddy.
Yeah, Kenneth, it was a big embrace of Brooklyn. He walked into the rap tune, Brooklyn Go Hard. He had all these students and other people from Brooklyn College, where he did attend college for 1 year before he transferred to the University of Chicago.
Yes. The entire panel looks like the fucking Lollipop Guild.
Ew.
See what he says.
Three skyscrapers, casinos, and country clubs. But I had something more valuable. I had the role model of a father who had unbelievable courage in journeying across an ocean with no money in his pocket to start a new and better life.
I hate these kind of speeches.
You heard the center.
Oh, you're going to hear them for a while.
Sanders talking about his family.
I hate everything about this time of the political cycle. I just can't fucking stand
it. The fun thing
about
Trump,
I don't give a fuck about your father coming over here. Tell me what you gonna do.
Yeah.
The fun thing about
Trump's
run.
And be real about it, too, because we know you're going to get elected, and it's nothing's going to fucking happen. People get pissed. It's this never-ending cycle, and it's fucking dumb.
Well, it's not never-ending cycle. It's a pendulum. It just swings back and forth and always lands back in the middle of, the lack of progress. The idea of progress, but I think that it'll be interesting to see Trump run while president, because he can't make some of the same crazy claims that he made running before.
But
right?
Yes, he can. He will. That's Trump.
But he can't run on building the wall.
That's what's crazy.
Is there still some of this in there?
I think so. Yeah.
That's what's fucking crazy. He does this shit. He says this shit, and people still vote for him.
Build the wall.
When he was running for president, he would always say something, and then the next week he would say something more outrageous and more questionably like racist and more fucking questionably sexist and more questionably like anti-Muslim. It was like every fucking week it was something new. And
I love the period remark he made about the periods.
I thought the grabber by the pussy thing was the end.
I couldn't
believe it. I thought it would kill him, but it didn't.
And
it
then, in my opinion, he didn't do that well in the debates, but that's because, to me, he just sounded like an idiot.
Yeah.
So.
But he didn't have to do that well. He just had to not be fucking Hillary.
Yep.
Hillary was Pokemon Go to the polls. Holy shit. I love Pokemon Go. It probably saved my life. But fucking Hillary saying that shit, it was...
She was trying to connect to the youngsters, man.
And I still voted for that twat.
So, look,
there's already Trump supporters out there saying that they knew that building the wall was a two-term thing, so they're okay with it.
Here's a story that someone sent to me. I guess, you know, JF lives in Quebec, so I think he might... I think his views might be spreading there or something, because this is something that happened at a minor league hockey game in Quebec.
Oh, no.
Semi-pro hockey game in Quebec turned ugly when fans began yelling racial slurs and racist slurs at one of the players. It all happened on the ice in Saint-Jérôme near Montreal on Saturday night. Video of it. Some spectators targeting a black player and his family watching the game.
He was showing him a picture of a monkey on his phone.
Are you serious?
Yeah. You know, when I was a kid, there were no black hockey players, but now there's a few here and there.
There's two of them.
There's more, but...
No, there's more.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're Canadian, so that's how they got into hockey, you know? It's not like they moved from Africa...
Game in the stands. Now, this video has prompted outrage within the hockey community.
I think this guy might be. Actually, you know what though? I might have just like realized that the guy that they're taunting here might actually be African. He had
as Allison Northcott now reports, the league.
He was in the penalty box, and that guy was taunting
him. Is apologizing.
Oh, that's crazy!
I had to put my jersey over my face because I had teardrops. You know.
Jonathan Diaby says he's faced racism before, but nothing like this.
Oh, maybe, I don't know. He might just be from
yelling
Quebec.
Racist stuff at my parents and my sister and all that, and myself. Good old Negro and all that, the baboons, like a bunch of stuff that was said.
The insults, he says, came from a handful of spectators and were so bad he and
That's
his family
up, bro.
Left
they
the arena before
that.
The game
That's
was
wild,
over.
That's wild, man.
His family was like getting into it with people too. You could see them like...
Well, my dad was...
This is Papa fighting these fucking Quebecois.
It's JL's fault, goddammit.
Yeah,
that's horrible.
Save that for the pubic space.
I was told to go back home.
They mentioned baboons. Did JL work on baboon brains?
I don't know. Did he?
Uh-huh.
And all
yes.
Stuff like that. You know, people were like touching his hair. They were making fun of him. My sister was scared. My girlfriend was scared.
He says referees and security guards did nothing to protect them. Diaby's league, the Ligue Nord-Américaine de Hockey, is notorious for rough play and rowdy crowds.
It was in French.
But Diaby's coach says even by that standard, this goes too far.
In 2019, it's something that, you know, we...
Yeah, man, we had a minor league hockey team in my hometown, and it was a fucking bloodbath every night. Like, they're just being
huge. Is the hockey known for, like, the crowd being rough, though?
Yeah, the crowd can be rowdy as hell. I saw fans, like, pour beer on the heads of hockey players and shit. Yeah. But, like, just the players, it was so violent. There'd just be these huge patches of red ice.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
From people just getting their faces destroyed. I don't know.
Cool. Shouldn't.
It brings out blood's violence in people.
We shouldn't see anymore, and it's, I think it's disgusting.
This guy looks like a proud boy.
He looks like
the head of the league apologized.
This guy's the head of the hockey league.
To Diaby in this video, telling fans that racist, sexist, or homophobic comments are unacceptable. An owner of the opposing team says security guards did act, but didn't kick anyone out because no one threw any punches.
Well,
so harassment is tolerated just as long as there's no punches.
Yeah, as long as you don't hit anybody, you can say whatever you want. That's
now,
good.
Robert Chevrier says the team is trying to identify the fans in question to ban them from future games.
It was JF. He was there at Guernsey.
See, that's how fucking polite Canadians are. They'll let you stay, but then they'll ban you afterwards. Sorry. You're banned now. It's like, what? I've been, one time I was at a place where I smoked a cigarette when I was in Canada, and they waited until I finished to tell me that I wasn't allowed to smoke a cigarette in there.
That's so sweet.
That was nice
seriously.
Of them.
That's so awesome. Sweet.
They're so polite. And the most commonly used word I've heard in Canada is sorry.
Sorry.
Sorry. That's also
a whole venue saying that one night when we were playing a show. Every time we passed through, people would be like, "Oh, sorry, sorry."
They use that.
I know it's like the whole place was fucking doing it.
They use that in place of "pardon me" or "excuse me." Also,
sorry.
Yeah.
Former NHL player Georges Larac says there should be a rule across the league requiring teams to kick fans out who engage in this kind of behavior.
This is worst thing that I've ever seen. When I started to play hockey and I've lived some racism when I played hockey, it was never to that level.
This is not hockey, you know, like that's far beyond like what should be happening and on a regular Saturday night. You know, nobody should be feel threatened to go watch his son play a hockey game.
Yeah. DB says it's also up to players to tell their fans that hate is not okay.
Don't hate. Hate is not so good.
Damn it.
Hate's bad.
Damn it.
Man, Pimp Monk, it's too bad you missed the all Chris Chan stream that we did.
Really?
It's not too bad. You lucked out. It was fucking...
It was brutal. I felt absolutely dumb. Like, after it was over, I felt mentally tired.
Yeah.
You felt like you was mentally violated?
Yeah. I mean, it's just craziness. That hockey shit was pretty weird.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It is rough. You shouldn't do that. Shouldn't be racist.
I get shit talk at a hockey match or whatever. That's fine, but like that's so over the line. We're like, really, dude? You're better than that. That's all you're gonna say. It's like you know better. Come on.
Yeah.
So I guess CPAC happened recently, and Donald Trump was there, and he gave a speech, and here's him talking about how he encourages the Democrats to try the new Green Deal. Green New Deal, that's what it is.
And when I look at what's happening on the other side, I encourage it. I say, no, I think the new Green Deal, or whatever the hell they call it, the Green New Deal, right? Green New Deal. I encourage it. I think it's really something that they should promote. They should work hard on. It's something our country needs. Desperately, they have to go out and get it.
Man. He gets to that voice a lot. He's like, like that. You know what I'm talking about?
Like JF's wife.
They have to go out and get it.
But I'll take the other.
We made it into another one of Worski's videos because he used the clip of, you know, we were watching the surveillance video.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Oh.
Side of that argument only because I mandated, but they should stay with that argument. Never change.
Exclusive in the patron chat is saying I like his 5G infrastructure idea, though. I agree. All right, I think that we built the interstate states, right? The interstate system, Yeah. Back in the 40s or 50s, was it? 60s?
I don't even know.
It was the middle of the fucking 1900s. We built the interstate system. There's no reason why we don't build a fucking information superhighway system in the United States. 5G infrastructure.
Built the interstates to transport the military across the country in case we got invaded and shit.
Yeah.
They didn't build it for our convenience.
Well,
that's a byproduct.
Well, the 5G nationwide would help the military and everybody
else. It would
help
you being able to play Pokemon in places where you don't normally have signal.
It would
help everybody.
It would, if we all had 5G, we could lower commute for a lot of different things by being able to stay at home and work in fucking real time. That should be, we should have the fucking 5G infrastructure in the United States. If Trump,
I'll agree, because our cell phone signal, like our phone bits per second, the speed is lower than average of the in the world, I think. It's slow as shit.
It's unacceptable. We're the nation's number one fucking country for nothing good. Military spending. Let's get some of that military spending into that 5G. Our military budget covers GPS. We pay for GPS for the entire world.
GPS.
No planes. No energy. When the wind stops blowing, that's the end of your electric. Let's hurry up, darling.
The wind is never going to fully stop blowing. What the fuck are you talking about?
If the wind stops
blowing,
darling,
is the wind blowing today?
Actually, they're trying to pass an environmental bill here in Washington. Like within 25 years, they want to be 100% renewable energy. They want the entire state powered by renewable energy within 25 years. That. So.
Like to watch television, darling.
I'd like to watch television, darling.
Darling.
I mean, darling. Have you guys read that, what is it, the Green New Deal? Is that what it's called? Is that what we agreed upon?
Yeah.
What's called the Green New Deal?
Have you read any of it?
No, I've just seen the talking points from it.
It's like a high school presentation. It's poorly worded. There's a lot of weird shit in it. One of the things that stuck out to me was that the government will give welfare to people that are unable and unwilling to work.
Yeah.
Or unwilling. So yeah. You can just like email the government, like, hey, I don't want to work. And then they'd still send you money.
I think that's fine.
They just threw that in there.
I think that's fine.
He would.
I think.
I know working sucks, but come on.
No, working doesn't suck, right? But what sucks is when you have to work and you have no other choice. You're working a job that doesn't pay well. You're working. You're stuck in a rut. You can't get sick, right? You can't take time off to recollect yourself or work on things that actually would further your long-term career because you're stuck in a fucking rut. And you're just working paycheck to paycheck. We should be able to get some sort of assistance that gives us a leg up and gives us the opportunity to work on something that we're actually, you know, is going to better ourselves, right? People don't have that opportunity. I think a universal income would give everybody the opportunity to actually find what they're good at. And if they're not good at anything, then get the fuck out of the way of everybody else who are good at things.
I mean, that sounds great, but you got to make it to where it can't be abused, and people will find a way to really abuse that shit to where it's just a universal income, and they'll kick back and then do nothing forever.
And then when we start seeing abuse on that, we'll give them another universal income, and that will be in the form of prison. If you abuse it, go to fucking jail. Stop throwing people in jail who do things like drugs, right? Like, there's so many people in jail right now who shouldn't be in jail. The prison system needs to rework itself.
Yeah, they should be in rehab instead.
Yeah. This prison for profit system is bullshit.
It is.
Yeah.
Well, they got to meet quotas and keep certain people in there for, and just, it sucks.
Yeah.
Well, really prisons being privatized was the worst thing ever.
Did you guys see?
That's bad business right there when you can privatize slavery.
Did you guys see the video from Berkeley, the conservative guy that was punched in the face by a random guy that just like ran up to him and called him a racist and punched him in the face?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, that happened a few weeks ago, and they finally arrested the guy. It's pretty weird.
And tonight, there's finally an arrest attack on a conservative volunteer on the campus of UC Berkeley. February 19th, Hayden Williams went to recruit conservative students, and this was the response.
Damn. Well, how did he not just drop?
That's the guy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He, look, this guy's a piece of shit.
Yep.
Yep.
Yep. Physically harming someone makes you a piece of shit.
But you know what makes him the biggest piece of shit? Is that he didn't knock the guy down.
Yeah, with a total sucker punch. A total sucker punch.
And the dude was like at least giving 30 pounds.
If you sucker punch somebody and they don't knock the fuck out, you're the biggest bitch. You're the biggest bitch.
You fucked up.
That's what I was sitting there thinking. I was like, this dude who's bigger than this other little dude sucker punches him and the dude didn't even fall down. You must punch like a bitch.
Police 10 days to arrest this man who is clearly identifiable.
How did he hit your ass and fall down?
28-year-old Zachary Greenberg.
Greenberg.
The Greenberg radio
battery charges. Here now for an Ingram Angle exclusive is that victim, Hayden Williams, and his attorney, Harmeet Dillon.
This fucking twat.
He does kind of have a punchable
he
face.
He looks like such a little fucking punching bag.
He does have a punchable face. I wouldn't punch him.
I wouldn't either. I'd probably sit down and talk with him and be like, so, man, what do you really think you're going to accomplish here? You want to get punched in the face? And he'd be like, no. I'd be like, okay, then let's move on. But the other guy was like, he didn't ask him. He didn't ask him. He just punched him. That's fucked up.
Hayden, how you doing?
I've been better, but I'm recovering and all right.
Yeah, you can look at me. That's all right. You don't do a lot of TV. We really appreciate you joining us, by the way. Hearing that punch to the face. I mean, anyone who's been punched in the face.
Oh, God, don't act like it's worse than this, though. He got punched once.
Yeah, it's
Let's
a
not make
class.
It like you.
Come on.
Look, I really am sort of like the conservative Rosa Parks. When I took that shot in the mouth, I took that shot in the mouth for white men everywhere.
That kind of sounds, you know, like
of course it
shot
does.
In the mouth.
Of course it does.
Yeah.
Whether you're a little kid or an adult.
Man punched in face.
It hurts. Why did it take so long to find this guy?
Well, I think due process was being followed, which I appreciate that as a constitutional conservative myself. But, you know, I'm grateful that the police did their job and found this guy. But I remain disappointed with UC Berkeley and the fact that they allowed such a culture of intolerance and violence toward conservative viewpoints to grow at Berkeley and even thrive, really.
And even thrive. Even thrive.
It was an attempt to say...
He's trying to talk to victim boys, isn't he?
Yeah.
Don't try this again, Harmeet. You've represented a lot of people who've been treated terribly just for their viewpoints.
Exactly so.
And what's the next step here?
Well, the next step is that now that he's been arrested, the facts and the investigation get turned over to the prosecutor's office in Alameda County, and they will decide...
She's got sparkly lips.
Decide what charges to bring. We've been told, and the bail is set for one count of a felony assault with great bodily harm. As you can see, Hayden has still got a bruise on his face almost 2 weeks after the fact.
Felony? Now, did they say felony?
Yeah.
It's charged for felony, yeah.
Yeah, they'll probably make a plea deal.
Yeah, he probably won't get a felony.
They got to. You're getting a felony for just punching somebody in the face.
Yeah, you can these days. You can these days. I would have had a lot of fucking felonies.
I wonder if this, like, this is coincide with a hate crime because you're punching them over something you hate about their politics? Is that,
don't know, give them any ideas.
No.
Everything's a fucking hate crime, Billy.
Because, like, what's the difference between someone's punching someone for their beliefs and punching someone because they believe in religion or believe in other things? Like,
good point, but
political
that's not
ideology
how it works.
It's the same thing.
And the only way you can really get convicted of a hate crime is like if you say that's the reason for committing the crime.
Yeah, you right before you do it, you say, I hate you.
Yeah, well, yeah, if you know, if you were beating up an Asian and indicated to them you were doing it because they were Asian, then that's considered a hate crime. But
what if you beat somebody up with big feet and you say you did it because they had big feet? Would that be considered a hate crime?
No, it has to do with race or religion or, you know, like the things that we have anti-discrimination laws. For,
good.
You know.
Look out, Bigfoot people. I'm beating the fuck out of y'all.
You think you could beat up a Bigfoot? I think Sasquatch would fuck you up, Pimp Monk.
I am Sasquatch, motherfucker.
Oh.
So, I mean, what shoe size are you going to start at? Is it like a 14?
Well, I'm a 12, so anything above 12.
Nope. You come and get me, little fucker.
We can be friends.
Come and get me, you tiny little fucker.
A great bodily harm assaults on the campus. These incidents have usually been pled out, and the felony charges are often dismissed to a misdemeanor and no time is served. So that's going to be my concern right now, is to make sure that this is treated with the seriousness.
Are you going to file a lawsuit, a civil suit against this guy?
Well, the civil suit usually trails. We don't want to get in the way of the criminal process. And so I think that's really number one. But number two, he appears to be somebody who has a history at UC Berkeley. He's somebody who has worked for the campus for a period of months and also audited classes there. And as Hayden said, it is common for...
So he wasn't a student. He was like an employee.
Or these Antifa-type thugs and people who don't look like Antifa, like this guy, to float around, menace people, throw punches. My clients who are UC Berkeley undergrads have experienced this many times.
Hayden, is this going to stop you from being involved in...
No, I'm still going to be an annoying little fuck.
Conservative politics.
Don't you worry.
No, this is only serving to embolden me and reinforce the idea that Leadership Institute and campus reform, that their mission is as important now as ever.
Well,
okay. So, this guy's a little twat, but the other guy is a piece of shit. You don't lay your hands on people just because you don't like them.
I mean,
because you disagree with them, that's bullshit.
You don't.
The punchable face guy is totally fine if he wants to hand out fucking conservative flyers or whatever the hell he was doing. He doesn't need to get punched over it.
Right.
That's fucked up.
Yes.
Fucked up, but the guy that punched him also doesn't deserve a felony either.
He probably won't get one. He probably won't
get one. It's assault.
And since this is on the news and it's such a big deal, that lawyer that's defending Punchable Face Boy there is probably going to just be super aggressive about him getting all those charges. I don't know.
They'll probably plea down and he'll just accept the fact, because there's no denying that he punched this fucking guy, right?
Yeah.
Got all the evidence.
Right.
He'll plea down. They'll consider it a win when he gets like charged with assault and whatever else. And then
there's going to be a civil trial too, based on what they were saying. So
if this guy worked for the school.
Oh, they'll sue him and the school, pay all his hospital bills.
I don't think this guy had many hospital bills.
I mean, he could say he has headaches now, and they could be. I'm serious.
Yeah, charge, I know.
I'm serious.
They charge you $30,000 for a fucking aspirin in a hospital these days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're gonna move on in just a second here. Pimunk, I was wondering, are you blocked by Steve Shives?
Yes, I've been blocked. I was blocked before the BlockBot, actually.
Yeah, Miami Unicorn.
I was one of the original being blocked motherfuckers.
It's like,
and you know why I was blocked? Because I did a video about Steve Shives blocking people.
Really?
How strange is that?
I just refreshed. I'm still not blocked. I think I need to step it up a notch.
You're the golden child.
For years, dude. Well, just comment on one of our tweets and you'll be blocked. He's got it set in his
book. I have.
Oh, really?
Maybe he turned it off.
You know, Alan, if I were you, I would milk this. You might be one of the chosen one that can get through to Steven Shives.
Get through to him.
You could be like our undercover agent.
What is this about VidCon giving him money?
Yeah, VidCon is giving him a grant. It was announced. There was a tweet about it today.
A creator grant.
It was, it's... Oh, shit. It's right here.
MAGA.
See?
Hi, everybody. I'm excited to say that VidCon's giving me $2,000 to help pay for my BlockBot.
Well, why don't they give me and Billy money, goddamn it?
They're too busy giving the money you pay for a ticket to Steve Shives instead.
Here, since we don't know how much the grant was, I'm just going to ask him.
Maybe
he will respond and tell me.
Shives is going to be at VidCon this year?
I don't know if he's going to be at VidCon, but they're giving him money. They're giving him a VidCon creator grant.
The motherfucker should have to go. He should have to go if they give him money. And if he's there, I'm going to confront him.
Oh, my God. That would be, I want to go to his, if he does a panel, get a nice big heckle crowd together.
I will heckle the fuck out of him. I promise you I will.
It's nice to see, since we last looked at this tweet, it's gotten two or three more retweets, almost 80 more likes, and over 200 more comments.
Yes.
Good job, Steven Shiverson.
There's a lot of content creators they could have gave money to other than this fucktard.
I know.
Mean, seriously.
A lot of people
pisses me off.
A lot of people saw this tweet who didn't even know who Steve Shives was. And they clicked on, they tried to go to his Twitter profile, and they were blocked. So.
It's so ridiculous.
This motherfucker. I would go to, if he's on a panel, I would go and have like a little doll with a big bush hanging off of it, because you know he's got a huge fucking bush.
How do you know?
If you ever seen that photo, Billy, of Steve Shai's bush?
Huh? Oh my God. I saw that today.
It's like a giant pit.
It's on Encyclopedia Dramatica.
I don't want to see it.
He has the biggest bush. The biggest.
How did he get that?
Do some grooming, motherfucker.
How did
that get
leaked?
There's a picture of him in his underwear, and his bush is coming out of his underwear.
Oh, why?
It goes halfway to his belly button, dude. It's huge.
I'm so glad he blocked me.
It's big and thick.
I don't need no Steve Shives fur pie on my timeline. Block me all you want, you sick fuck.
I was impressed by the size of that bush. I've never seen anything like that before. It was insanely big. Good for him.
He's got a Wookiee Nookie for sure.
Change his name to Steve Shaves.
Steve Shaves.
But he doesn't.
Well, he should.
Yeah.
I'm going to read some Streamlabs and Super Chats before we move on to the next segment. We got all kinds of shit. I've got some a good amount of crazy people. I got some cringe rap. I got some stupid ads. And yeah, so we've got a mixture of stuff today. Let's see. So Finn gave us all sorts of super chats.
Thank you, Finn.
So thank you so much. Sean Stacks, $2. Nothing like waking up to DP. I hope you guys make it big one day. Much love. Hey, you know, even if this is where we are, I'm cool with that. But yeah,
I want big. We're gonna do
okay,
big.
Okay, let's do big.
I'm going to LA and I'm gonna be the next fucking fat superhero.
There you go. Nazo 13, $5. Props to Steve for the grant. It's about time beta males started getting recognition. Mr. Blue, $2. Steve will be gloating about this. Will he? Dragon of the West, $2. Well, I don't like his political views. Steve Size does make pretty. Actually, pretty good Star Trek videos. Well, the video that they showed there is a bad example then, because he was talking about how Star Trek Discovery is canon simply because CBS says it is. And Star Trek Discovery is bullshit. Those things are not Klingons. I mean, like, I could go on forever about that. It's garbage. So that's a bad Star Trek video. He did a whole video on the Prime Directive and how it's really messed up. Also, hashtag blocked by Steve Shives. Yeah, the Prime Directive, I mean, in some ways it's messed up and in some ways it's not. I kind of understand the philosophy of it to a degree.
I think it has good intentions.
Yeah. Yeah, because there was the one time they went to the one planet and the people were just too primitive to even understand the concept of their technology and worshipped the Picard as a god. But anyway, Manny gives $5. What if I want to know his opinions on the Orville? I don't know. Maybe he made a video about that. Check it out. Dragon in the West, $2. There's a place next to my dad's work called Pie Hole where they sell slices of pie. Cool. Leonard Fry gives $1 but didn't write anything. $2, I'm glad Hellbent is back, but I missed the green screen. That this isn't Hellbent. He does not have Hellbent's voice. I'm sorry, man.
No, he doesn't.
Look like him?
Not really. There's this weird thing where, like, if people see people with beards and think they all look alike just because they have a long beard. It's the dumbest thing ever.
I could really fuck shit up. I have a green screen. I'll set it up next time. And
Hellbent is usually just a floating head. But he has,
and he's got a really unique voice. Yeah. Deep, growly voice.
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, that ain't me. I have a deep voice, but not like that.
Yeah, no, it's beyond deep. It's insanely deep. It's pronounced I don't even know how to say it when you're telling me how to pronounce it. We are far from universal income working, and without going full French guillotine making heads roll, we won't change. So I think they mean like French Revolution style change. I don't know. Schmidt, $2. I'm blocked by Steve. Never said a word to or about him. I was honestly feeling sad lately that I was too irrelevant to be blocked by anyone on Twitter. This is a good day. Yeah, it was like that video we watched. Aldrich, $2. Already at the goal, but whatever. Question, if you punch yourself and it hurts, is it because you're too strong or too weak?
Mm.
Can God make a boulder so big that he can't lift it?
We had a question last night when we were doing our live stream. It was a voicemail, and the guy asked us, he's like, would you rather sit on a cake and eat a dick or eat a dick and sit on a cake?
Some of those questions are just fucking crazy. No. I don't want to talk about this. I want to move on to the next thing. We only have so much time.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
We only have so much time.
You get lost.
What? You're the one that gets pissed if the show goes too long.
I'm just saying, if you rewatch what Alan just said, he said the same thing both times.
He did.
Yeah,
did I?
Yeah. That's what I was gonna say.
Hated so. Yourself.
Yeah. Hey, you know what I mean. You know what I mean.
I know what you mean, but you're saying you just want to sit on a cake and eat a dick either way.
No, it's the other way around though. The second time, I fucked up.
You fucked
Sorry,
up.
Sorry, Billy.
It's okay. I hope you eat a dick and sit on a cake.
Maybe I will after the show. It's the bonus episode.
Tonight. I love you.
Oh my god. Okay, Lord Vader, $5. Play the Von Helton pipe bomb rage. I think I have that in the playlist, but we don't normally take requests. But I mean,
yeah, motherfucker.
I mean, you can request it by sending us the video, and we appreciate that. But you know, we decide ultimately if we play it. But yeah, I think I put it in here.
Daily, this ain't Total Request Live.
Wow, that's a throwback. Holy shit.
I'm out. Sitting on a cake and eating dick.
Boom, boom. Oh my god. Doing it. Someone sent me this video recently. And by the way, guys, if you want to send us any suggestions, you can send them to drunkenpeasantsinbox@gmail.com. We check that the most. Also, you can join our Discord if you're not members of the Discord. There's a content section there that I check regularly as well. And also, another thing I should not forget to mention is that we're looking for more staff in the Discord. So if any of you are interested in becoming Discord staff, you can contact the people there, the people that run it there, and they can kind of take you through the application process and all that shit.
If you guys want to...
Man, are you saying your staff's not big enough, man? Are you saying you don't have a big staff? Month.
I assure you, the money will arrive.
Oh, yeah, I understand. Patreon every month... gets rid of a bunch of our patrons, and they have to go in and fix their mess when their job is to take money and help you manage your patrons and their rewards. That's all they do. And the one thing that's the most important part of what they do fucks up every month. So, yeah.
I know. I mean, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah. One other thing. Brave Browser. You guys know about that. Guys, if you haven't done it already, it's the easiest way to support the show. It fucking works. Unbelievably, the browser is great and it supports the show a lot. So download the browser, use the links below, send us the tokens. You just have to be on one of our videos to do that.
Yeah,
you get $5 right when you download it.
So are you familiar with vagina power?
Yeah.
No.
The power of the vagina.
Alexis. No. Alexis Tyler.
No.
That's her name.
No.
Nope.
She back in the early days of DP, we used to watch Alexis Tyler videos, and she talks about a thing called vagina power. She talks about how dick will make you slap somebody.
Okay.
She's a sassy African-American woman.
Okay, I am familiar with this woman.
Here's a newer video from her. And man, I'll tell you what. She's looking not too bad.
She can always get
it. Bad now?
Let's see.
So don't you ever let nobody make you feel because... You're a mature woman. You got that grown woman pussy.
Yeah.
So, Pimunk, you like Alexis Tyler?
She's funny.
Would she get it? Would she get it from Pimunk?
No, she's not really, though.
It's not your type?
I like the black women. I might know that. I'd still fuck her. Yeah.
You can't say no to this woman. The only reason you'd say no to this woman is because you're worried she's out of your league. She's a fucking.
Wow.
She's a gentle soul. And someone in chat said that she's the grapefruit BJ woman. This isn't her.
No. That's not her.
No, that's not her. No,
that's somebody different. Yeah, that's somebody
different.
Okay,
well,
she used to do like access cable TV shit. As long as you can fit
in them cute ass little young girl ass clothes. And ain't nobody laughing at your motherfucking ass when you put this shit on, cause I don't see none of y'all kicking and telling me to go change my clothes. Now, if y'all tell me to go put some drawers on and change my clothes, I will go do that, because it ain't about what I think. It's about what motherfuckers see on the outside of your ass, because sometimes you can be a delusional bitch. In your mind, you can still feel like your ass, you know, look young and your shit be tight, but then other folks outside of your ass will tell you, bitch, you look like you weigh about goddamn 300 pound, bitch.
I know you weigh about 300 pounds, bitch.
She just comes right out and says it.
Yeah. Matter of fact as fuck.
Like, I think
she's right.
I think guys like me and Pimpmunk know deep in our heart of hearts we couldn't satisfy this woman anyways.
She's got vagina power.
Our dick would not make her slap anybody.
I think she said she would come on the show before. So we might be able to bring her on, you know, if you want to spit the player's name at her.
Yeah.
Do it.
I imagine she's got a Grand Canyon coach, though.
Oh, man.
Wow. I doubt it. She probably does fucking Kegels or Krav Maga.
Dick will make you slap somebody.
That bitch getting applause every time she walked by a fan.
Wow. I think she's a gentle soul, and I'm proud to know that she...
Floppy lip cooch motherfucker.
Damn.
With a long stomach and long titties and shit. So, bitch, you need to...
With a long stomach and long titties and shit.
Do that. And I'm okay. Y'all know I'm okay. I ain't got no problem with y'all checking me if I'm motherfucker out of pocket or out of line. Well, I see y'all throwing me the horse. Bitches and niggas, I hope. Because you know I ain't got no problem with no women complimenting me. Because I'm going to compliment y'all if I think y'all motherfucking on goddamn print. Okay.
She's so eloquent.
See, women, y'all got to be seductive without being slutty and sleazy. You got to make a nigga want your pussy seat without giving it to him and be spreading the lips open. See, you can let the nigga see your pussy without spreading it open and seeing the damn pink meat of the hole.
Yeah. You don't got to show the pink meat.
Pink meat's what we like, baby.
Wow, Pimpmunk. She's saying, you know, you don't have to show it. If you're taking a nice little pussy selfie, just make it look like the clam's tight-lipped. Don't make it look like it's vomiting on your fucking camera phone.
That motherfucker yelling at me.
Wow, Pimpmunk. Wow.
See, you got to make him lustful, make him want you to drop it low and spread it. Just tease him and taunt him a little bit. Just don't let him taste it, though. Don't let everybody taste that shit. Now, I'm sorry. Getting back to Bill Cosby, motherfucking nasty ass.
Oh my god.
And that's the end of that clip.
No, it's not.
Yeah. Oh, you stopped it. Okay.
Get back to Bill Cosby. Nice.
I know he let nobody goddamn tell you can't wear this and wear that, and you need to sit down and get in a rocking chair and all that. Fuck that goddamn shit, bitch. If you can get it, or bitch, you can go buy you a new fucking body, bitch. And you can still.
People in the audience are turned on by Alexis Tyler.
They should
get you some young niggas to break your goddamn bike and readjust your span. It don't matter about your chronological age.
Break your
bitch.
Back.
It matter what you can get
and
away
readjust
with.
Your span.
Remember that.
Nobody.
I love her mid sentence bitch and her end of the sentence bitch.
What the hell
the mid
that
one is all bit, and then the last one's bitch.
Bitch like or bit.
It's, yeah.
Bitch. But what the hell did she say just now that had anything to do with Bill Cosby?
That's what I was waiting for, too. Like, I don't know.
Bill Cosby
nasty ass. Maybe she wants to fucking lay it on Bill Cosby. Maybe she's trying to have one of those blackout moments.
We're having little jello shots.
Now it's conjugal visits. She can get in there.
Bill Cosby said prison was awesome.
Said it was awesome?
Yeah, he said it was one of the greatest experiences. He loved it.
Pop lock and cholo for Jesus.
Oh, yes. You got a pop lock for Jesus.
...of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, Jesus Christ.
Yo.
So put on the armor of God. Jesus Christ. We love you, God. So we do it for God. Jesus Christ.
There you go, boy. You do it for Jesus.
Damn. Holy shit. Going down in that mobile home.
That boy locking and popping and popping and locking.
Jesus.
Of truth. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
We love you, God.
He gets the Holy Spirit God. Up in his soul, and he can't help but pop and lock.
We love you, God.
He needs to speak in tongues as he do it. Be a whole lot better.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
We love you, God.
We love you, God. We love you, God.
Shoes.
Yeah.
Of peace.
Come you know the apostles did this.
Yeah. God.
They pop and lock.
Peter was popping.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, Peter pop
we love you, God.
Jesus Christ!
We love you, God!
We love you, God!
The helmet!
I don't even know. I don't even know. This is... I love the internet.
He's the pop-locking prophet.
Oh, he's got a matching hoodie!
Yes. Oh shit! Well, he's got a lot of energy. Do you think he does meth or something,
dude? He's got the Christ in his veins.
He's high on the Holy Ghost, bro.
Holy Ghost, gonna get you high.
Here's the enemy from the altar. The sword. The truth. Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Love you, God.
Swinging a sword, dude.
Jesus Christ, and we fight that holy war, and we win. Jesus Christ, I love y'all. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like he's saying it as a swear.
As time.
You know, like the way he's saying it, it's almost like what I when I say it when I'm pissed off. Jesus Christ.
I wonder if he knows Jesus Christ is a Crip.
Oh damn.
Oh shit.
Tell
colors,
that,
bro. Colors.
I'm saying.
Get them red ass colors up out of here. The Holy War. What the hell?
Guys, it's your favorite boy, Jared Genesis.
Look at the crud on his fucking door.
I can't stand it.
It's down lower, too.
I saw that last time I was on the show. It's fucking bad.
Man.
The crud on his webcam. Oh, that's him.
Look at it. Look at it. It's in two places.
There's an exit one and an entrance one.
What is that on his? What is that?
I feel
it's
like
his fucking
crud.
Skin goo.
I'm about as nasty as you can get. No, I'm joking. I don't have no crud though. That's fucked up. What is that?
I feel like he wipes his ass with his door.
Hey, we're gonna look at some ponying or pony play.
He rubs his ass on his light switch.
It's the
he tries to get the light switch in his booty hole.
He's over there blue.
Some
the bear.
New trend with a bunch of weirdos first. Who like to dress up as ponies and basically make a big ass of themselves. So I thought this would be hilarious to watch with you guys. So here we go. I found a video called Pony Play Down New Orleans. And if you've ever been to New Orleans, you know it's full of a bunch of freaks.
I think
so
he might have jaundice
guys,
as well.
This is Pony.
He's so weird looking.
All right.
His eyes are so red, too. God, you suck at making videos, dude. Really? You can't?
It's painful.
He's too dumb. Really? He's too dumb to use... He's too dumb to use OBS. Like, he didn't know how to make himself full screen, so he was just, like, a little fucking camera in the corner of his screen.
It's not that hard. Come on.
I know.
Look, guys, he's not that old. He still lives with his parents. Give him a break here. He hasn't moved out.
He doesn't have ad blocker either, so, like, in his video, he's showing us a Ford commercial.
Let's see. I'll put this in full view for you guys just to freak you out even more.
Yeah, yeah. Show us the Ford commercial.
How's that? Oh, you know what? My arm hurts. I don't want to do that.
What the fuck?
God damn. Dude, this dude. I tell you what, Egghead has met someone more cringier than him.
Dude, Jared's not even cringy. He's just gross on every level.
Yeah.
He's just a terrible.
At least Egghead.
And he's dumb as fuck.
This dude's not even.
Like, Egghead's cringy because, like, he gets super into things and, like...
But it's a likable cringe.
Yeah, it's like, he's like a sweet little cringe. Like, oh my God.
Harmless
goof,
cringe.
You goof. Settle down, you goof. This guy's like, why are you telling anybody how to live their life when you have created the garbage equivalent of a safe space for you to live in and wipe your ass on your door and play with your fucking stupid toys and fuck
and
the stuffed animals on your bed.
You know what's so crazy? When Jared got his computer taken away, you know, his Discord server has just become like a festering ground for anti like anti-Jared trolls now.
Really?
And Jared was the only one that had any type of authority in his server. So now it's just like the Wild West there.
Doo-doo-doo.
It's really crazy. Here's some more of this.
There. Now I can rest my arm. Okay. All right, guys. So here we go.
Well, not yet. Give me a second.
Not yet. I gotta play a Ford video for you first.
At least mute the goddamn ad.
I got that bass up super high. I was listening to some riffraff.
He just recognized that he needed ad block.
Oh, shit. Okay. So this is like a pony owner, I guess. This motherfucker has a pony slave. I mean, look at that shit. It's BDSM. Okay.
Sure, whatever. People are just into some weird shit. People eat poop and, like, drink pee and shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Look at their hair like that. Out.
Let's talk about you, you fucking weirdo.
I'm laughing at this shit.
Mushroom head looking motherfucker.
Listen, man, listen.
This is a very unflattering angle. Oh, like,
it's horrible.
His other angle, he looked not as bad. Like, here, he looks like shit, and he's showing the shitty, dirty
the
door.
The shit door?
Yeah,
you can't be talking shit on the internet when you have this angle, and you have the background that looks like you live in a fucking garbage heap, man.
What is
you
got a poop like, door. You should never show your poop door.
Does he masturbate with his own feces? Like, how can his hands get that dirty?
He's got a skeleton.
Check this out.
You ever buy something and feel the need to justify that purchase?
No.
Well, here we are.
Yeah.
Turn that music down! Turn that music down! What? Turn the music down!
I'll beat your ass if you come in here, man.
Don't talk to me like that! Don't talk to me like that! Hey, turn the music down!
I'll beat your motherfucking ass, you hear me?
Delmo don't like to-
fucking ass.
Don't you talk to-
Don't play with me, boy.
Who? You the boy!
Play with me, boy.
You a boy. Wait, turn the music down.
Damn.
The Muppets take man children.
This used to be a Sesame Street.
That actually does Elmo's voice. See how he does it.
What? What the fuck?
What?
I don't... So much going on.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Well, the people who did this had a clever idea, but then they started talking over it.
Yeah, what the hell?
I might get my computer taken away, but I'll get it back.
Yeah, I'm going to take that computer away.
I'll get it back, motherfucker.
No, I'm taking it away. What you? Don't talk to me. Just don't take it away.
This is so poorly done.
I'm a cool ass man.
You live in my house. No. Nobody wants to. What?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see more better done parodies of this. Like, you could have him arguing with anybody, you know? But yeah, you know what? I thought it was decently funny.
Good idea.
Good idea, but they talked over it. And they fucked it up.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell that was. I was like, what is that?
She said, that really does sound like Elmo. And then he said, what?
But
edit that shit out, you know.
Whatever. We get the fucking joke. We don't have to watch the rest of it.
Okay, so here's the Von Helton pipe bomb video. We'll see.
Okay.
I've had enough of the fucking internet bullshit.
Ooh,
you drove my wife insane!
He blames everyone else for driving his wife insane. Everyone else.
You literally drove my wife insane!
Because he thinks he's so much more intelligent than everyone outside of himself. Because he's the only one that has the truth. He thinks he's looked into the truth. He is literally insane.
Man, this is too long. I'm not watching this whole thing.
But what about next time? Is it going to have Ryzen in it? Is it going to have anthrax in it?
Oh, someone sent... Oh, I know.
A confetti bomb?
Someone... Yeah, a glitter bomb or whatever you want.
A glitter bomb?
Yeah.
And he called it a fucking
pipe bomb? Yeah.
Yeah, okay. It had glitter in it. It had confetti in it. But next time, what's going to have in it? Ryzen?
I can see it.
That's not funny.
That too.
There's not a
I know
damn
somebody
thing.
Who sent a certain manatee a confetti bomb.
Listen,
I'm not gonna say
I got sent one before. Though.
That's quite a big list of people here, in that Discord.
Yeah, hold on. Von Helton's yelling about it here. I want to hear him like freak the fuck out about it.
Your voice, that's not you.
When did I say I?
Hey,
that's not
hey,
what
real
you,
real Von
no,
Helton.
No, listen, hold it, stop, fucking shit, because he's spreating lies.
Stop, fucking
at
shit.
At no time did I ever claim.
I'm not the only one that said this.
Here's what I fucking said. If you'll let me get it out, what I said was, is that I had designed a space superiority fighter, that I had submitted the design to NASA, and that I got a Dear John letter back from NASA. That's
Helton.
All I ever Weird. Fucking said.
He doesn't know it what a Dear John letter is, does he?
No, not at all. And he basically claimed to have designed the stealth bomber.
Trolls and haters sure. that said I designed the stealth fighter. It's the trolls and haters that keep pushing these lies about me, saying that I said shit that I never fucking said. Now, did I say that I found a magazine that had a copy of my stealth fighter on the cover, and they purported to call it the 117? Yes, I did say that. But the thing of it is,
oh God, Vaughn, shut the fuck up.
The thing of it is that I never claimed to be the actual builder of the stealth fighter. Never.
But
I never said that shit.
You just
that
did.
Was Bowles that said that. Get your Vaughn. Story right if you're going to talk.
Okay, Vaughn, can you do me one quick favor for me?
What?
Okay, just to verify to these people that don't think it's really you, here's a quick one for you.
Right.
I sent your children something for winter. All three of them. Do you remember what they were?
I've had a lot of people send me shit.
Okay.
I just had somebody send me a pipe bomb, too. Which one of you motherfuckers was the one that did that?
Vaughn.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
A pipe bomb.
It's not funny, you dumb fuck.
No.
Sending a pipe bomb is not funny. There's nothing funny about it. And I'm calling the cops, by the way. Somebody's going to jail for that shit.
Vaughn.
I hope they do, Vaughn. I hope they do.
Horrible. Vaughn,
it's so horrible,
stop.
It's funny. How about that?
Okay, Ludic, stop, please.
Yeah, this is a rare occasion that we've had some... Vaughn, yes. I tell you what, people have got such a weird opinion about you. We had someone in here 15 minutes ago who was calling you a pedophile, right?
Oh,
they don't know the
whatever.
First thing about
of course.
You. People just hate you for no fucking reason. It's
one.
Easy.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Well, if I'm such a pedophile, why the fuck am I not in prison, dumbass?
Okay,
exactly.
Vaughn.
Hello?
There's a lot of pedophiles not in prison, but okay.
Yeah, this video is kind of long, and it doesn't really get to the point.
I do hate when people
come in and call people pedophiles. This was not true. And actually, it was late almost I sent your children.
Well, I think it was. I know somebody sent me gloves, and somebody...
All right, I'm skipping
this. Why are they even trying to... Why are they trying to verify this is...
He was sent to glitter bomb. This is too long. I'm moving on. This is a conservative pundit on the internet, Anita Fuentes, and here she's going to talk about how God will just cure you if you're sick.
The medications coming from the pharmaceutical companies are not, a lot of them are not of the Lord. They're actually steeped in pharmakia, which is witchcraft, and it opens the door mentally and spiritually and emotionally in the lives of men, women, and children. In ways that have put the ones that seek help from these things in bondages so steep and so deep, it's gotten out of hand.
Out of hand.
These are
so pharmaceuticals, witchcraft,
or man-made medicines.
Yeah,
prayer.
They're full of chemicals that our bodies are not used to. I don't know why you're on medication. I don't know what you need it for. It's probably I may not need to know. I'm sure I don't need to know. But what I do know is this, is that the word of God is our medicine. And please don't take this as a...
Oh, come on.
So I don't know fucking anything, but I know something that's bullshit.
Do you think if you had prayer in your life, you wouldn't have had to get your hernias removed?
Yeah.
I think I still would have needed them
removed?
Corrected, yeah.
You weren't praying enough. That's what it is.
There's a lot of medicine that has saved a lot of people's lives. This bitch is retarded.
And like Ebenezer fucking Scrooge, I'm haunted by the ghosts of those hernias.
Hernia present, hernia past, and hernia future.
Well, my hernias are still alive.
Ben,
so
how could you? I think,
Pimp, you should try prayer. Like, you've been dealing with some health issues.
I have a goddamn small child in my stomach. It's fucking crazy.
It's a big ass. Because
we all know that I prayed on the phone with Verizon, and I'm fucking healthy as shit right now.
Oh, yes, I heard it before.
But did that growth on your ass go away?
I know it is, but don't do that. The Word of God is living and it's powerful and it's sharper than any two-edged sword, meaning that it pierces to your soul.
Okay, so wait a minute. So you take the Bible and I'll take a two-edged sword and I cut your ass and you cut me with a Bible, see which one's sharper, bitch.
Wow, Pimp Monk, I don't think you understand what she's saying. She's saying that surgeries are not important. The only surgical tool you need is the Word of God, and that surgical tool will cut right into your psyche, into your soul, and will change you as a human being.
Yes.
I've been a part of thousands of surgeries. I can attest that every single one of them was an entire waste of time. We were just there to make some money. That's it.
Dude, how can you say
that?
We
just knock somebody out and stand in a room for 3 hours. That's what we do.
They might put a hit out on you.
Wow.
Your spirit, your joint, and your marrow is a discerner of your thoughts and intents of your heart. So it's going to heal your heart. It's going to heal your thoughts. It's going to heal your bones, your flesh. It's going to heal your mind, your spirit, and your soul. If you took this word the way you take your medicine, you're going to get healed. I'm going to tell you that right now.
Thank
you. I make no apologies for that statement. So I'm going to repeat it again. If you took this word, the promises that God made.
Hold on, can we zoom in on that particular word, the one she's pointing at? I think that's the one
can
that heals
you. Can someone please tell me why she has a fake clock that's stuck at 11:59?
So that you know that it's almost time for fucking lunch. She's almost a hungry woman.
Is that the doomsday clock?
She also has the on-air thing.
She's saying, I'm going to eat that page, right? You just eat the page and you're good, or... Yeah, you just read it.
It's that one fucking word. If only this was in high def, we could tell what word it is, because that word will save our fucking life. That's the salvation word. And I can't
tell us.
I can't tell what she's pointing at.
Which one? It's the part about sex slaves.
Oh.
For you, the way you took your medicine, you would be healed. No ifs, ands, or buts about it. Okay, I'm going to say it again because that just sounded good. If you took this word,
the way
you took that medicine,
let's see if it sounds,
you would be 100% completely, utterly, and wholly healed. Holy, as in H-O-L-Y, also W-H-O-L-E.
Oh, clever. I want to heal
your whole.
Oh, really?
I want to heal her whole.
You're a fan of Anita Fuentes?
She's beautiful, and she's smart, and she's going to save my life.
She is not smart at all.
You don't think so?
No.
She's attractive, but she ain't smart.
You take that back.
Did you say this way she said the same thing twice to add for emphasis?
I think you're being mesmerized by her looks.
The first time she said it, I didn't believe it. When she said it again a second time, the exact same way, I knew she was for real.
You just want her vagina made.
No.
Oh.
Inappropriate, Pimp Monk. You need to read that one word in that Bible, dude.
Well, can I say it like a voosh or vish or whatever the fuck the name said it? I can say it. Vagina me.
Oh, you're going to start saying things because Roosh V can say them?
Absolutely. Roosh V's smarter than this bitch.
No, he's not.
Here's some guy called Jeff the Baptist.
Ah.
All right, Jeff here. I want to show you how you get your very own 2N AIDS t-shirt. Now, this
Look at me, hangs outside. Chipotle. You know what? I bet Billy knows this guy because this guy's hanging around outside of Chipotle.
And the supercuts?
I bet you Billy is best buddies with this motherfucker.
I should be. I bet you. I want to see what the shirt says when he turns around, right? Because is it going to be like 2N AIDS, what you pray? Or is it going to say 2N AIDS, stop fucking dudes? Like, what's it going to say?
Pastor Stephen L. Anderson called AIDS the judgment of God. Because AIDS is a disease.
Did he just say Pastor Stephen Anderson?
Was it?
He did.
Hold on.
I think so.
Produced by Pastor Stephen L. Anderson called AIDS the judgment of God.
This guy is
a
follower
of... That's a great guy to quote.
This is a follower of Stephen Anderson making his own video. So
you're telling me Stephen Anderson's church, the strip mall, has a Chipotle next to it? Because if that's the case, I need to find the Lord and heal myself on the word of Stephen Anderson. And I can cure AIDS, and I can
AIDS
cure whatever
is
else
a disease
the Fuentes
girl
said.
Community. And that's why the Bible has the solution. Then why do straight people get it? If you want to end AIDS, you need to end the homosexual community or the sodomites. And that's why the back of the shirt has Leviticus which reads,
Leviticus, motherfuckers.
If a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with a woman, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely put to death, their blood shall be upon them. And so, you know, December is AIDS Awareness Month, and so we want to promote the Bible solution to the AIDS problem. Now, I'm very careful to say this.
There was no AIDS going on when the Bible was written, so there's no Bible solution.
Look, this is the Bible solution, okay? Because you never get AIDS from sharing needles. You never get AIDS from blood transfusions. You never get AIDS from having an open wound that touches another open wound and AIDS passes through that. It's only from gay butt sex.
Yep.
So if you stop having the gay butt sex, there will be no more AIDS.
I gotta retry. The Republican dude that got punched is not the most punchable guy of the night. This is the most punchable guy.
Yeah, you right. Know, this Henry Rollins like motherfucker would beat the shit out of most people.
Not me.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean, I'm old.
Is he only focusing on gay men? Because gay women have an even lower chance of transmitting HIV.
Well, I think most of the homophobes are okay with lesbian sex, right?
Well, that's hypocritical as fuck.
Of course, but
gay men are the main target of homophobes. Well,
you say it's hypocritical, but I think that most people that hate gay guys, most guys that hate gay guys, hate them because they want to actually fuck them. And
I guarantee you, this guy sucked the dick at a truck stop parking lot. Guarantee you.
Look, he's got a rainbow coming out of the back of his neck.
Vigilantes and taking us upon ourselves to go out killing homosexuals. I don't believe we should take the law in our own hands. But if our government was righteous, if our government was aware of this, our government should be doing this. Our government should declare homosexuals a capital offense. Homosexuality as a capital offense.
Capital offense.
Yeah, so he's advocating for executions of homosexuals.
Look.
That's great.
If you have gay sex, then you're propagating AIDS and you need to die, right?
I mean, why would he be so okay, if he thinks all the gays should be killed, why is he in such a hurry to end AIDS? Why doesn't he just sit back and let AIDS kill all the gays? Why does he care if AIDS goes away?
Cuz the guy he worships, Anderson's the one that called for genocide on the gays, right? So why don't he just let them do it themselves?
He should. And he says AIDS is God's judgment. Why does the government have to step in? Is God not good enough? Why does God need the government the job?
They love the government stepping in any time that it doesn't involve the government taking away their right to pray in front of whatever they want to pray in front of. Yeah, in front of Chipotle.
That's what Romans 13 says. The Romans 13 says that the government has been given the power by...
Romans 13 says the faggots had AIDS and they give it to everybody and, we got to get rid of the gays because of that.
God.
Romans 13.
God. I want to fight this little bucktooth fucker. I really do. I want to fight him. I'm sorry, but I want to fight him.
Damn, well, let's set it up.
I'm going to go back to my old days and fight this fucker.
Damn.
He just protein-loaded and then
you could make Pimp Monk training videos of you training to beat the fuck out of this guy.
I tell you the truth, I'm old now. Ain't been in a fight in a long time. He'd probably kick my ass.
Yeah, you'd have to go for an early, because you wouldn't go the distance with him.
Now, if he'd have fought 25-year-old Pimmo, he'd have got his ass whooped.
He'd have got
you bite his balls off if you had to,
I'd bite his fucking nut off if I had to. I did it once. I'll do it again.
He did.
He
bit someone's nut. He squashed their nut in his mouth in a fight. Yeah.
I really did. I really did. Dude was beating me up, right? And he put his crotch in my where I could reach it with my face. And I'm like, okay, I'm either gonna get hurt or I'm going to hurt him. So I went and I bit his nut, and it popped like a grape in my mouth.
Ow!
And you have
three nuts. You took away one man's nut. But you have a surplus of nuts.
You know what's really bad, though, is he had blue jeans on, right? So I had to bite real hard because of the jeans. And then when I jumped up to kick his ass even more, the jeans were totally fucking soaked in blood. It was
blue jeans.
I hit a man when he was down until I hit him about five times when he laid on the ground.
How how was the guy overpowering you and his testicles were within biting distance?
It was like a big fight, right? A bunch of people were fighting. Like, shit, it was about 10 people throwing down. And he knocked me down. And he got on top of me. And he was waylaying the fuck out of my head.
Shit on my face, bitch.
I had like a goose egg on my fucking head because he was hitting me hard. And for some reason, he put his knee on my shoulder because I was a pretty strong dude. So he put his knee on my shoulder to keep me from getting up. But that was a fucking idiotic move. Because I powered the knee off and I bit his nut.
Bit that nut?
You can't be from this world, Pimp Monk.
People
this
in the chat are talking shit, Pimp Monk. You gotta explain amazing. What's what to
I
them.
I don't get it, dude. I don't get it. It's a lovely story. I believe it. I just don't understand it.
Well, you don't understand. Problem.
I don't understand how you could be in a fight and the best move out was biting the guy's nuts.
Like, because, dude, I was the type of person. That you see, I've told you this before.
I know.
The me now and the me then are completely different people.
Yeah.
The me then didn't care about your life. I didn't care if you died. I didn't care if you. Any means necessary, I would destroy you.
I feel like there's no way you're losing a fight, and the best way out is to bite a guy's testicles.
Oh, I probably could have done something different, but I was mean.
Okay. I feel like you had to actually work to get to the testicles to bite them. Like,
I don't know how I'm going to beat him. I'm really just going to bite his nuts off.
I just slid out from under his knee and...
I'm in my head, I'm doing the forensics of fighting. Like, how did this actually come to fruition? Like, at what point were you getting beaten so bad by this? I guess with 10 people there, it's like an orgy malfunction.
We was in a bar.
Okay.
And it was like a club fight.
Why do I picture everyone there wearing like Western wear in this fight?
We were in a blues club. So.
Oh, okay.
Just peanut shells on the ground and shit.
Peanut shells.
By the way, guys, if you're watching right now, we've worked those bars. We've got more stuff that we're gonna go through. If you could like the stream, make sure you're still subscribed and share the stream around. Retweet our tweet or whatever. Yeah, do whatever you can.
By the way, it is easy to get in a position like that, too, Billy. Obviously, you've never been in many fights.
Oh.
I mean, not many, no, because I'm generally liked and or feared.
That's true. You're liked. I don't know about this.
Dude, I'm always the fucking baddest man on the planet.
You know how everyone calls Caden Cowger, like, out on how he's just a Rush Limbaugh clone?
Yeah.
Here's someone, here's him getting interviewed, and someone asking him, how he feels about being compared to Rush Limbaugh.
Do you model your radio style to Rush Limbaugh?
Well, I'll be honest with you. There are a lot of times when it comes to different things that I say on the radio that I end up hearing Rush say later on, or vice versa. I don't even like pay attention, because sometimes I go back in the show notes and listen to the podcast from the Rush Limbaugh show, and then hear that he said something, you know, very similar to how I put it. And I don't like intentionally try to, you know, model every word and phrase like Rush Limbaugh or talk like him and all this other stuff.
Y'all
whatever.
Say the same shit.
I mean, he does try to talk like him. It's just he.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah. He just doesn't have like the deep Rush Limbaugh voice.
Is Caden Cowger, is he Jewish?
No.
Huh. What's up with this logo?
What do you mean?
The Cowger logo there. Isn't that the way you said indicates someone being Jewish when they have
That's triple brackets, and it would have to be on both sides. Oh. I was like, what? And I was like, oh, okay, I get it.
People say it just like comes naturally to me. But, you know, I guess all great minds think alike, so that's kind of how that works.
All great minds think alike. Here's the thing, right? There's not much else to say when you're on that side of the fucking argument. You shout the same bullshit all down the panel.
When you just want to talk about the same talking points and the same points and just going over it over and over and over again, there's no other way to spin it. It's just the same shit.
It's just by design. Like, they're conservative, right? They're trying to conserve something, and there's not, like, with progressives, like, there's so many new ideas they're trying to bring to the table. They're just dealing with the old ideas and protecting them.
They're like, we don't want to give people rights to marry their gay lover because then I might be tempted to fuck a butt myself.
Oh, my God.
And get AIDS.
Yeah. Check this out. This is so bad. This is a video of people who are not qualified whatsoever trying to teach people how to disarm an attacker who has a gun.
No, this is good. Oh, I cannot. No. I already know this is good. I want to see this so bad.
All right.
Hi, my name is Megan. Split Second Survival. We had a request last week for a multiple attacker scenario with some firearms, and we're going to do that real quick for you tonight. So, I'm going to have my helpers today, June and Baron. Now, one of these bad guys is going to have me in a chokehold. With a gun to my head.
Okay, so you're in a chokehold. The guy holding you has a gun directly to your head, and another person has a gun on you to your
to
gut.
Your fetus.
You're fucked.
Yeah.
There's no way out of this.
You think? I think
there's no way.
I don't know. I think that the fucking I think the cupcake here is gonna disarm these men. Yeah.
Billy, if you were in that situation, you're fucked, man.
Oh, I've been in that situation.
Me or Billy or you or Ben probably are.
I've been in that situation. Here's the honest truth. If someone has a gun on you and they haven't shot you yet, they're probably not going to shoot you. They're using it as an intimidation tactic.
It works.
It works if you give them the power.
Now, honestly, in a real scenario, they wouldn't be asking for my money. They'd probably be taking me somewhere with this kind of... hold up. So
they would probably
be taking me, you know, like maybe into their van to have their way with me. Maybe like
sweet assumption.
Yeah.
My wallet or my keys, I would just give it to them and go home because that's the ultimate goal. Now, because this isn't that kind of situation.
Oh, I didn't notice the other guy had a gun too. What the fuck? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. You can't get away from that.
No, okay, I just know this guy behind her. I didn't notice that the little Asian dude had a gun.
Yeah.
How did you not see his gun?
Like single shot. Black powder.
Okay, well, that would be
pistol.
A hard position to get out of.
It's one thing. The dude has the dirty, hairy cock to her temple, right? Like, that's a weird gun to fucking pull on somebody anyways. Just the distance from their head.
Right.
It's just fucking weird. Yeah,
a little overkill.
So it's going to look something like this.
Okay, we gotta rewind that. She moved way too quickly.
Fuck yourself.
We gotta rewind that.
That chunky bitch ass is dead as fuck.
She moved way too quickly. All right. Let's watch this magic.
You want me to slow it down? You want me to slow it down?
Yeah.
All right, I'll slow it down. Here we go.
Something like this.
Yes.
No.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
So she shot
Lady
the guy behind
so
her.
Strong. Lady so strong.
She shot the guy behind her, and she's now got the guy in front of her ready to die.
Yeah.
They never even saw it coming.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
I mean. Let's go back one more time in regular speed.
All right.
Regular speed this time.
Billy, you can't defend this, Billy.
What do you mean?
Here we go. Here we go.
Like this.
What?
Yes! Yes!
Stop. So,
I'm a big fan of Katie Seagal here.
In super slow motion.
Oh. Okay. Now, for the benefit of super slow.
To break down the mechanics, what I'm doing here... is not engaging, but using his body mechanics against him. This hand floats as I move forward, points the gun right into his own shoulder. And when he fires, that goes off. Of course, it's going to be a little bit of a concussion for me, but as I'm moving forward.
What if he doesn't fire?
Hopefully, I'll be out of range.
Yeah, is he going to fire in his own chest?
This hand floats as I move forward.
Yeah, nobody would do that.
This hand does the same thing. This hand is going to go right into the trigger guard. As I step forward and off the line, he's going to shoot his friend. I'm going to walk it forward.
In the nuts.
Make sure that he's done.
Dude. You guys are talking shit, but Scarlett Johansson is going to play this woman in a movie one day.
Just so you can see it. Chokehold, gun to the head, gun to the
stomach. Scarlett Hoghansson here can't do shit.
And that guy's left arm, there's no telling how tight he's holding her by the neck. It's not like she just slip out all conveniently like that.
But
well, he barely had a grip on her. She still couldn't get away completely. She had a fucking...
This is smart.
This is how to die 101. When you're getting robbed.
This is super smart because the type of woman that would follow this woman's lead obviously, you know, is a fat shit idiot. And when she gets killed, like, she can't come back and complain later that it didn't work, right? Like, this is perfect. This is the perfect scam.
We would just never know.
You convince a bunch of fat shit idiots that they can push a gun away, no problem. And when it doesn't work,
they're dead. You've won.
They're dead. They would never be able to report back. Yes. And give a bad Yelp. Yes. Or whatever.
Everybody who's watching this right now thinks they can go fucking take disarm somebody. It's beautiful.
I can't wait till one day I get robbed and I can throw out these sick tactics. Give me a break. You get a gun to your head, you're freezing up and just going, yeah, take my wallet, take my keys and my phone. I don't give a fuck. I'm not. No.
She already said that was the point. Motherfucker, though.
And I open carry a lot. I'd still, like, if somebody got me in a neck hold and had a gun to my fucking head, I'm not challenging that shit. There's just no way.
If someone has me in a neck hold and a gun to my head, I'm...
And your stomach?
And my stomach, yeah. I figure I'm already dead, so I'm going to go out fighting.
I'm just gonna go limp. They can't big hold my big ass. They ain't going to hold my big ass. I'm just going limp.
You just fall to the fucking ground. Now what?
Yeah, just fucking just possum the shit out of that. Act like I had a heart attack.
You can't kill me. I'm already dead.
Looks something like
That's
this.
That's outrageous.
So hopefully that was informative. Hope you liked our video. If you have any questions about it, feel free to send us a message on Facebook. Comment
on the
video.
Got a lot of questions.
Be happy to reply. And have a good one.
Thank you. Yeah, I can't say anything more about that. That woman's a fucking beast, and I'm so proud that she lives on this earth to protect me and people like me.
Yeah.
You know, because you get robbed so often like that. It just happens.
Yeah, like how often is somebody...
This information needs to be out there.
How often is somebody going to get obtained like or detained like that, right? Like, it's
never.
So rare. It's so
never.
Rare.
It happens every day, man.
So I was watching the new Star Wars, and when Rey was able to disarm the Kylo Ren, this is how you do it. You use the Force, you pull his lightsaber away from him. Now when you have his lightsaber, you take your lightsaber and you put them together like scissors, and you cut his head off. It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Jedi or not, it'll work every time.
Hell yeah.
I can't believe that, man. That's like just spreading bullshit and getting away with it.
Literally almost every business based on information.
Oh, okay, you're right. That one pissed me off, so that's where it matters. You just watch it and go, you fucking idiot, man.
The idea that you're going to protect yourself is worth, like, you know, if that fools somebody into thinking they can now stand up against somebody else, that's worth it.
That's the thing. I think it's just like, oh, look, I'm selling peace of mind. That's, you know, just inherently garbage. That's not going to save anybody. It's not going to do anything.
Yeah.
But some housewife on Facebook scrolling through and just sees that and goes, oh, well, now I know that. Now the next time I get robbed at gunpoint, I'll be safe.
I can finally start shopping at the grocery outlet. Whole Foods is too expensive.
I don't have to stick to Trader Joe's. I can go to the lower places like Safeway.
I'm going to go shop at the Pick and Save on MLK.
On MLK? Come on.
On MLK.
Can't go to Chipotle, though, because...
Black History Month's over with.
It's in the vicinity of AIDS.
You can't talk about MLK. Black History Month's over with, Billy.
I accidentally... I had to restart the playlist.
Known that MLK streets run through poor neighborhoods.
Yeah.
What are you saying, Billy?
I'm saying, man.
Are you trying to be racist, Billy?
I'm not trying to be racist.
No, that's factual.
I'm trying to be...
I agree with it.
There's a lot of bad neighborhoods that MLK Street runs through, and these are the type of women that would love to shop and get a catch a deal, but unfortunately, they have to shop at the expensive Whole Foods because they are afraid to go. They're afraid to go to MLK Street and get that grocery outlet. But now they can do it. Now they can do it because they know how to disarm an attacker.
But it's March 1st. They changed the names of MLK Streets because February is over with.
What is it now? Is it Martha Stewart Street?
Yes, yeah, Martha Stewart Street. Now it's white.
March is women. It's Women's Month.
All right. It's confirmed. I don't hate Steve Shives because of his content or his grant or anything. I hate him because he hasn't blocked me yet.
Wow. Hey, it is what it is, right?
Damn.
I guess. And I was straight up. I was like, hey, I just tagged him in a post. Like, hey, dude, how much was that VidCon grant, though? Like, straight up. Like, not even being nice. Just, like, tell me how much that grant was. Still don't give a shit.
All right, here's the next thing you post towards him. Respond to him with a picture of Goatsy.
What's Goatsy?
Oh, you don't want to know. Don't people watching at home, don't Google Goatsy.
Dude, Ben lives on the internet. He doesn't know what Goatsy is?
Whoa. I know. It's horrible. It's almost as bad as Blue Waffle.
It's up there. Yeah, it's up there.
Well, just ask him to shave his crotch.
Ooh.
I'm going to ask him why he has such a big bush.
Do that. You'll get
my God. Now you're really going for
Yo,
it.
Yo, safely!
Let's go find this hater, put a bullet in his fucking head.
Oh, you like me now?
Yeah, yeah, just block Steve Shy. This is kind of fairy drama. Block him before he blocks you.
Yeah.
Block Steve Shy before he can block you.
No. No, no, no. That's too easy.
He wants the honor of
Here it is. Blocked. I'm not even going to ask. I'm making a blunt statement. Here it goes. I said, dude, I got to say, you do have an impressive bottom bush.
Hey, he can't block you for that. He's got to love you.
That's a compliment. I'm being nice.
He said it's mantastic.
I'll comment that. Just for you. It's mantastic.
It's mantastic.
Fantastic. There.
Okay, here we go.
If he likes it, it'll be hilarious. I'm
making this song to shut down the lanes. You'll see we ain't playing games.
We ain't playing games.
Pop, pop, we drop, and somewhere on a thin stop. We lost grabs, the crop. Cotton face flash, a lot. Came to the stop because it could figure. Stop it before they can pull the trigger. Bang. Get the troops to come and get you. Bang. This the fort is an issue. Ah. We're mad and loose.
Bad.
Slow and doozy. Man. Our soaps are ready and ruthless. Roar. Got rifles and ironclads too.
Pow.
Troops are mad and loose.
Bad.
Slowing them down is a doozy.
Man.
Our soaps are ready and ruthless.
Roar.
Got rifles and ironclads too.
Pow.
Upset. Whoa. Battles and battles keep pushing us north. This is so new. Sound making us blue. We got the goods, true. They got some.
So how do you feel about this? You like this?
It's not
mumble rap not, presentation in
yeah,
high school.
It's mumble rap for the Civil War. I think these are students, right?
Like, I don't think this guy's a student. I think this
is
a teacher.
I think the guy's a teacher.
Yeah. All the students look
I mean,
way
if he's
younger.
A student, he's dumb because he's like 40.
Well, I
changed his shit. I wasn't even paying attention to that, really. Damn.
I figured he was a student.
No.
If he's the teacher, then he got the students to help him. That's moderately impressive.
That's one way to teach the Civil War. I mean, if you're gonna get their attention, give it to if they like mumble rap and shit.
It's not good, but it's not bad. It's fucking like the one thing about teacher rap that really gets me is it's always like some dated like nursery rhyme bullshit. And this is at least he's like mumble rap fucking it's new and it's like and everybody's like in the class like this kind of sucks but
I'll be clear mumble it's not good sucks. It's not good
but it's also it's a different level of teacher rap. I'm actually impressed by this because of it's not so dated.
He's trying
mumble rap makes me want to commit suicide. I'll be honest with you.
Well, like mumble rap it sucks, but it's not cringy, right?
It's the worst thing in ever. It's I almost hate it as much as I hate Metallica.
Ooh. Metallica. So you really hate Metallica?
I fuck it all, dude.
I'm
you
not a fan of Metallica.
I hate them.
I'm just not a fan.
I hate them. I want them to catch hemorrhoids.
Wow.
Why?
I meant to say herpes, not hemorrhoids.
Are you still mad they shut down Napster?
I'm mad about that. I'm mad that they ever was a... Well, they did... Well, I do like Dave Mustaine, but anyways. I was going to say that there was a band, so I do like, Dave. But fuck the rest of them.
I was going to say, it's okay. You can just say you don't like Lars.
Everybody no, else, I don't right. like all of them. Fuck them all. I hope they die.
Wow.
I don't hope they die at all. But I don't prefer their music. That's what I'll say.
Okay, I was a little extreme.
This says third rap battle between student and teacher.
Oh no.
It's about to go down.
It's about to go down here.
I saw your hardest
at Ronald Reagan Middle School.
I let you win those first two times.
Middle school.
I let you win those first two times.
First, though, you gotta go first.
Look at all these future prisoners.
No, it's you.
Oh!
wrong.
Look at the teacher.
No, shut up.
You gotta go first.
From the creators of the Blind Side, the Deaf Side.
You gotta go first.
Yeah, Gabe, just go, bro.
Oh.
I hate the way they're holding the fucking camera.
Okay, earlier in this video, the child said to the teacher, "I let you win those first two times."
So she must be better than him.
So you're telling me that Cuckadile Dumdee over here beat this little fucking kid in a rap battle two times? Because
apparently so.
I'm intrigued now.
Isn't this that Michelle Pfeiffer movie from like the mid-90s?
Criminal Minds?
Dangerous Minds?
Yeah.
With Coolio.
Why are we so blind to see?
You know, I met Coolio, right?
I rapped on a show with Coolio.
She just took off the hat. She took off the hat. That's disrespectful.
Hey, give me that funny reason.
Stop trying to one-up. Just go.
Disrespectful.
It's going to be so bad now. It's going to be so bad.
Dinner's going to start rapping.
Come on. You gotta go. It's you.
I have to go.
Okay. Here we go. So Gabe will bring the heat, and Gabe will do the most. Because check it, Gabe grew the whole team the most.
Oh.
What?
Oh, how inspiring.
What?
What was that? What did that say?
I think it's obvious.
She did a long pause.
This teacher in her heyday blew down like all of 3-6 Mafia and half of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah.
But
my cousin actually did suck 3-6 Mafia's dicks. Anyways.
She looks more like a Two Live Crew type of
Yeah, she probably
my cousin.
She probably had her heyday. She probably sucked off many a rapper in her heyday, and now she's here with her fucking garden hat at the garden party. And I don't know what she just said to that little child.
Well, we all know she's a fucking victim of these children.
I just want to watch.
That was trash.
Supportive.
Keep going.
Right.
You're making my heart sick, man. It's not right.
What is she doing?
You gotta burn me.
Stop
right
that.
Now. So I can let all my anger out on you, and then you can be fried up so much. You can be fried up like a fish.
God damn it.
Oh, he's reading? You can't do that in a rap battle, can
he's
you?
Really
is that allowed?
This little son of a bitch is really bad. This is not a freestyle rap battle.
No, he wrote it on bullshit. Paper.
That's written, you dumb fuck.
We shouldn't be arguing about whether or not it's written. It's under your breath, fucking loser bullshit rhymes to a teacher who is owning him. I don't care if he wrote this
school.
Shit. In fucking... It's all bad. It's all bad. There's not one thing you can point out that's worse or better than the rest of it.
I like that fat black kid's shirt.
Okay. I'm about to toast you.
He's just patting around.
I'm about to drop you like a roller coaster.
Oh!
This symbol is trash. Bidding fire about to melt her down to ash. Hearing her bars give my ears a rash. We're gonna clash to the last minute. And there's a Hall of Fame and I'm gonna be in it.
Oh. No, you're not, son.
No, go away.
No, you have to burn my
back. Oh, she's so nice, she applauded him.
I can't freestyle, so I wrote these lyrics in my journal. At the end of this battle, I'm going to make you marry Kay Letourneau.
Good one.
That would be fucking fire,
you
dude.
But you should have used school urinal in there somewhere.
Come on, listen, both.
Anyway.
So
why is the dude holding the camera like that?
I go back to the time, I believe it was Hanging Rock, when I educated you on your spot.
Oh!
Oh my god! Use the Star Trek
rap
this. She dissed it with Spock, man.
Oh my god. I gotta feel it. Okay, I'm gonna add to this toil, next part of my foil. So I got my verse in there, who can tell me what I'm gonna drop in the O's? Oh my god! No, the O don't stand for the oh my oh! Not gonna say that word in this class because I ain't so crass. Gonna keep it going.
He's better than the other.
So you knowing that I'm coming at you with the O and it don't mean oh my.
I fucking hate this.
Did you guys ever have teachers that tried to be cool and like hip and did like kind of weird shit like this to like relate? And you're just looking at me like,
I had one.
Like, just don't, man. Just do your thing so I can get out of this fucking class. I don't need to think you're cool. Yeah, I get it. I fucking get it. Just leave me the fuck alone.
I had a teacher.
Teacher rolled over me, so he was cool, actually.
Yeah, exactly. A couple teachers tried to be cool by just letting us give each other fucking hand jobs in the back of the class, right?
Yes! Yeah!
Let's get away with some shit.
She was hot as hell. She used to let me massage her feet and let me look up her dress. She was pretty awesome.
Fuck yeah. That's being cool, not this shit.
I'm out of here. Did he just cringe leave? I love that kid.
Yes, he did. I'm out of here.
He got to cringe leave.
That kid is the hero. I'm out of here. I fucking love that kid.
This is, someone sent this in and it surprised me because this was a local commercial where I lived when I was a kid.
If your car is acting funny or just won't go, Weber Transmission is the place to know. At 130 Oakdale, we really do care. If your car can't make it, we'll tow you there.
I don't think anybody fixes a car like that. Done.
All you have to do is dial 698-1011. Qualified experience guaranteed. Ready to fulfill all your auto needs. There are no hidden costs, no invoice surprises. Why settle for less? The compromises. Weber Transmission, we don't mislead. We do a great job, satisfaction guaranteed.
So this is what happened when the gorgeous ladies of wrestling closed down.
This is a good idea for a segment, though, man. Cringe local commercials.
Oh, dude, I actually do have a bunch of those tonight. Strangely enough,
I wish I knew that. I would have sent you some from my local area because we got this one car dealership. Oh my god, it's horrible.
1, 2, 3, 4. I'm a nasty woman. I'm a badass bitch. I'll reclaim those words for a positive lift. If you think you're gonna strip me of my rights, well, you better get ready for a big bad fight. Don't tell me to quiet down if I raise my voice. This is my body, and I'll always have a choice. From California to South Carolina, you'll never get to regulate.
She's not a bad rapper. I mean, she's not good, but she's keeping beat a little bit.
She's not the worst, but she's not good.
Yeah, exactly. But she's actually keeping a little bit of a beat.
A little bit of a beat doesn't mean you should be rapping, especially when you're trying to spread a message.
No, she shouldn't be, but
when you're trying to spread a message, you better be the dopest motherfucker in the world to get that message spread. Don't take your fucking political message and garble it in some rap lyrics to try and get people to listen to it.
Poopity Scoop.
Yeah.
Poopity Scoop. That was probably the best.
Okay.
That Kanye's Poopity Scoop song was a great political message.
I personally can't watch more of this one. This is too much.
Is she going to rap
this? I agree.
I don't know.
I agree.
Somebody challenges you better to be
bottom times bottom. Divide in fractions.
Have we watched this one?
Flip the second and multiply. When adding fractions that you see, match the bottoms perfectly. Keep the bottoms and add.
Stop! Stop.
What the fuck are you talking about? It's a square ass teacher. He's like, how am I gonna reach these kids? And he fucking starts rapping math shit. Fuck off, dude.
Well, he's awesome.
I can't.
Like, I hate to say this, but I would rather have the teachers, like, you know, I would rather have Mary Kay Letourneau than fucking rapping dad teacher.
What about cheesecake?
Jeff Holiday said in the chat that rhymes for math are helpful.
Jeff Shives, what's happening?
Yeah, but not presented like some like cringy beat like this. It doesn't help. I'm not going to listen.
Don't argue with Holiday. He'll
put my headphones back in and not listen to you at all.
Don't you dare.
Jeff Holiday is producing the new film Square Root of 64 Mile.
I love Jeff. I want to rub Jeff Holiday down with baby oil and call him Julie.
He's my boy. Should we just go to visit Jeff Holiday?
Yeah, he's my man lover.
You mean like right now?
Like literally, we'll drive down right now. Tonight,
we're
gonna have a real good time. No, I was talking
Jeff Holiday tomorrow.
I was talking about maybe going to Portland sometime soon, and maybe with Jeff Holiday.
Maybe.
Time for stupid commercials.
And by the way, if you guys are sending in any Streamlabs, we'll have them read before the end of the show. And if you're using the Brave browser, here's a little Streamception for you really quick. Check up here. Within the next few weeks, you'll be getting some tokens. And then all you have to do is have one of our videos up like we have right now. Hit send a tip. Send us the fucking tip.
Tip them.
Tip them.
Hey, do you get notified when somebody sends you tokens?
I have a way of checking, like, the stats, you know, as they come in. Like, I'll see new tokens come in, but it doesn't tell me exactly where they come from or anything.
Oh, okay.
Chip dead boy.
So these are all bad local commercials from the area I grew up in. And some of them are old. Here's one. This is a fucked up name for a business. Another one. Mm.
Thank you for calling Tree Monkey. How may I help you?
Tree Monkey, Toledo's best tree service, can trim or remove anything. Nothing is too big or too small. We service a 50-mile radius of Toledo and are licensed, fully insured, and covered by workers' comp.
So
if a tree breaks in a storm, don't cuss. Call us, 419-329-1331. And don't forget to like us on Facebook. Or check out our new website, TreeMonkey.com.
Have a nice tree.
And of course, they got to have the guy with the retainer. Yeah, do the reading on the commercial.
The background music. Carl, have a nice tree on us. The background music of this sounds like it's the WCW
Tree Monkey
intro song playing over like a speakerphone.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. This is, you like this one? You grew up watching this?
No, not really. I mean, like, I think this is fairly new. Here's one.
I always stop by Toledo 76 to top off my holiday gift list. Toledo 76, $5 gift certificates, only $4.76, good for anything.
Watch.
And these Hot Wheels stocking stuffers.
It gets weird.
You know what Santa loves for that stuff? Rum. Bacardi 151.
What the fuck?
So Santa's drunk.
Yes. This official Baton basketball, only $5.76.
Oh, I think
not to
Baton.
Mention their late night snacks. And look at all the yummy cigarettes.
that's Pimp Monk's ideal Santa Claus.
That's my Santa Claus, right?
I love you, Santa.
What about Santa Claus?
Santa coming to my house.
Next. Yummy cigarettes.
Give me my cigarettes, nigga.
Those.
Oh. You got Billy.
Those Doritos that he showed, that was back before the
Nicaros! Nicaros!
Nicaragua?
Those Doritos were back before they had to round out the corners of the Doritos because dumbass people were cutting themselves on the chipped, like the pointy edges of the Doritos. Like there was a design period where Doritos had pointy edges. People these days might not know that. They were just straight triangles. Now they're rounded out.
Do you love me, Billy?
Billy, you love me. William!
This is your ghost of Christmas future,
Pitbull. What do you have under there, about
you don't quit smoking cigarettes, you're going to be coughing like Santa Claus.
Horses?
No, nine reindeer!
Hi there, doll. Come here often.
Wow, Santa, he's drinking, he's smoking, he's getting laid.
Yeah.
Drives a convertible fucking Mustang. He don't give a shit.
Toledo's lit as fuck.
Yeah, dude.
I had no idea.
Oh! If Santa would like to wish all...
Toledo is number one for alcoholism in the state of Ohio.
Really?
Yeah. It has, like, the most DUIs and the most, like, alcohol-related incidents.
I guess that's what happens when you're the gateway to Michigan.
Yeah. It is. You gotta drink
in the wrong
even...
part of the country.
You have
Maybe
to drink...
you shouldn't have Santa Claus promoting rum, then.
All the employees and vendors of Toledo 76, a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Now I've got to be going. Santa's freezing his ass off.
Oh my goodness.
Wow, fucking commercial, dude.
I love how a fucking 76 in Toledo needs its own commercial.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so fucking great.
Down, yep. Too.
That's the coolest Santa Claus ever, though.
These are old chiropractic commercials. These are fucking so weird. The acting is so bad. And this is the only one I could find out there. I wish I could find more of these because these commercials were so weird because there'd be this really bad acting and then all of a sudden this guy with a guitar would show up out of nowhere.
Steve, my back is killing me. I don't know how I'm going to make it through another 2 months.
Call Affordable Chiropractic. Look, when I was there earlier today, I saw them helping a pregnant woman. Honey, I'm sure they could help you too.
Here.
I'm pay free. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Affordable Chiropractic and me. I'm pay free. You can be just like me. I'm pay free. naturally.
So random Toledo shows up in your apartment with a guitar. That's not strange.
Come on, Toledo. Calm down.
I like how the pregnant lady was a terrible actor, but they had that fat shit in there to, like, spiel everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was there earlier today.
Honey?
Here's... There's a car stereo store. It's called Car Stereo One. And the guy that owns it, his name is Steve. And he's really, he makes some really weird commercials. He does this thing. He never explained what it means. He goes, turtle, at the end of all of them. I'll show you, I'll just show you the turtle ones at first here. Look.
Turtle. 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 Turtle.
Car Stereo One. Rain Turtle.
Rain Turtle.
Turtle!
Tongue!
Turtle!
Idiot.
Whoa.
Wow.
I'm confused.
Turtle.
No need for confusion. I have a turtle. This is like step number one in getting a low budget commercial through, right? This is like how they do it. They always add some weird shit in there so you remember.
Yeah, here's
the... Hi, Steve.
It's me, Steve.
Steve? Who?
Hey.
Steve who? Steve who?
Steve who? Just because I haven't been on TV lately, people think I'm dead. Well, I got news for you. I'm alive.
Steve's alive? No. Steve's alive?
Steve's alive.
Who's Steve?
Hey.
Hey!
Need directions? CarStereo1.com.
Turtle. Turtle?
Where the fuck's the turtle?
They're such weird fucking commercials, aren't they?
I respect that one. That one's awesome.
Yeah, turtle. I like this
people
guy.
Think I'm, people think
you
I'm
just
dead.
Said that because there was titties in it. That's all.
Yeah.
Here's
not just
one.
Titties. Those were hotties. Those were hotties.
So, like, on a rank from 1 to 10, they're a Toledo what?
No, those are Toledo 10s.
Those
dude.
Are Toledo 10s.
Yeah. Even the old one was like a 9.
like Toledo scale.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So what would they be in LA?
7.
Wow. Really?
My question is they had all those hot chicks. Had a few hot, why did they end it with all the ugly people?
Because you could tell there was a group there from like the local improv troupe. You can tell there's some grandpas and shit here.
I see.
So they only put
it's
the hot
me,
chick in it once,
Steve.
So you get to watch it again.
Steve,
who?
Who's Steve? But who's Steve?
Just because I haven't been on
was
TV
that
lately, people think I'm dead. Well, I got news for you. I'm alive.
Wow.
Whoa.
Steve's alive?
Steve's alive.
Yeah.
Alive.
Yeah.
They're fucking strippers.
Yeah, probably.
Need directions? CarStereo1.com.
Turtle. Oh, the chick in the purple dress is fucking smoking, dude. She is.
The brunette and the blonde, too, they definitely, they probably work at strip clubs on the weekend.
Yeah,
they
of course
got
they
it,
do.
Man.
Steve goes in there with his Car Stereo Turtle. Money and drops a Turtle. Stack of fucking ones on him. And he's like,
girls, you want me on one of my videos? This one of my commercials? Yeah, Steve,
yeah,
we would love
Steve,
that.
Yeah.
We would love well, that.
You know that's Turtle?
You know that's
career. Turtle?
You know that's exactly you know how it went down,
of
too.
Course.
Like Steve. Scuba Steve was getting a lap dance or something.
Steve,
I'm the
can
guy
we,
that says turtle.
Can we meet
girl,
the turtle?
You
so hot.
You feel that? That's not my dick. That's my turtle.
It's
turtle. Turtle head poking out.
Oh, he's fucking that turtle.
Still a respectable commercial.
If you guys know of any really bad old local commercials, please send them into our inbox. Because I'd like to play more of these. I only know the ones that I grew up with, so those.
Yeah,
are, yeah.
I got some. I got some I can send you.
Okay.
Where
yeah.
you guys are at? Are you plagued with the 1-800 Cars for Kids song on like the radio and TV ever?
I don't think so.
Ever
I don't
heard
think
it?
So.
Holy shit!
I don't think I've ever heard that.
I can't fucking stand it.
I don't. Why? I don't listen to the radio that often because I'm like almost never in my car.
Right.
And. TV. Sometimes I watch over the air TV, but it's mainly just like the local news. I'm obsessed with watching the local news. I love it when they fuck up. and when weird, yeah, awkward shit happens. I love that so much. That is so entertaining to me. I guess it's like the people that only watch NASCAR because they want to see a crash happen. I only watch the local news because I want to see a fucking disaster. And there's this one news channel. I can't remember which one it is, but it's the one over near the ballpark. It's like right across the street. And they, instead of having like a picture as their backdrop, they have a big ass window that like faces the baseball stadium and you can see. So like there's always weirdos. Like the weird, there's a lot of weirdos in Seattle. So there's always weirdos doing weird shit like in the background. Like behind the fucking people trying to read the news. I love that.
It's like so they're trying to do like the Today Show thing from back in the day where it's just like, look at downtown Seattle. And it's just like the bums and all the riffraff. Like
you can see
like licking the windows
when they're doing the news. You can see a window behind them and it's just like the street right outside of where the Seattle Mariners play baseball. And there's always weirdos like standing in the window there when the news is going on.
They're going to have to green screen that because if that keeps to be like,
someone pulls
like
their dick?
Why you tuned in to the weirdos.
Dude,
if someone pulls out their dick,
let's get Joe to do that.
I don't think Joe would do it on camera. He'd go to jail, right?
I know. Yeah, it'd be so hilarious.
I mean, we can find people who will do it. I can get people.
Pay a bum to do it?
Dude, I can get a stream of dicks down there.
Yeah, you give him a carton of cigarettes. He'd do anything you want.
Don't ask
me how I know that.
Yeah. I don't think I would do it, though, because I just admitted to orchestrating a public crime, right? So I wouldn't.
Oh.
I don't know if you. I wouldn't
conspiracy.
Do that. That's crazy. I don't have that power.
So tonight's post show is not on Twitch. I saw some people asking. It's the usual, you know, you can't watch it unless you're a $10 patron or if you're a member of this channel or if you're $10 on Subscribestar. And also, if you guys haven't checked out our Patreon in a while, basically we have some new goals and the goals will make the private show longer. So as long as we meet those goals by the time we do the private show, we'll make the private show longer. Even if a goal went up while we were doing the private show, you know, we'd be That's like, awesome. Oh shit, now we have to add an hour to this or 2 hours or whatever it is.
You could potentially have them going on a bonus episode forever.
Well, a max of 6 hours.
We live a bonus life.
And they would have
forever.
They'd have to get the Patreon up to like 6,000. Patreon and Subscribestar combined up to 6,000
for a forever stream?
No, not forever. For 6 hours.
Forever.
For 6 hours. No.
That's reasonable. It can happen. Forever stream would be funny, though. You just go until somebody keels over and just hope for the best.
Forever.
It's a Sandlot reference.
Forever.
I like Sandlot.
Forever.
Man, I'm really excited. And by the way, I'm about to read the Streamlabs, and then we're gonna go into the post show.
Okay.
I'm excited. I'm one of the few people that actually likes daylight savings when it starts, because a lot of people get mad. You know, people that you have to get up early for work, they lose an hour of sleep, which really sucks. Yeah. But even though that sucks, I like the longer days. I wish it would just stay that way.
Most people do.
Yeah.
I like when it gets dark early.
No, I don't. Man, I don't like that at all. I like it when it stays daylight longer. And, like, you know, by the time we hit the summer solstice, it's like the days are so long. I really like that a lot. So
I've always lived in Mountain Standard Time. I've never once had to deal with daylight savings time.
I've been blessed. Hold on. No. You live in Arizona, right?
Yeah.
You have your own
standard.
No, it's not. You have your own time zone. Arizona has.
I was told it was Mountain Standard Time. I'm going with it.
It's not, though. Okay, New Mexico is on Mountain Standard Time.
Because Arizona doesn't do daylight savings, right?
Right. They have their own time zone. They're the only state.
Neither does Colorado, though.
No, Colorado does it. Here, I'll show you.
We're going to go on Google. I'm going to solve this.
It's
cool. I've been lied to my whole life.
Yeah, you have. Arizona.
States that don't do DST, because I'm great at this.
Yeah, right now you are on the same time as Mountain Standard Time, but soon Mountain Standard Time will go ahead an hour and you'll stay. So then at that point, you'll be on Pacific Time. But
yeah,
basically, they just consider Arizona to be its own time zone. So
sweet. I'm in a vortex.
You see how it's like down here? See
all that grayed out area?
Yeah, that's the Arizona time zone. And then like
what the fuck?
But the reason not all of Arizona is like that is because the Navajo Nation does daylight savings time. So
holy shit, I just learned a thing. I didn't know that ever. I thought like there was a whole like corridor of states that were on the same time zone as us.
So what's that little area
that's like an island
within the Navajo Nation?
What?
What's that island area within the Navajo Nation?
I'm not sure what that
another
is.
Another reservation.
Might like, it might be a reservation or it might be like a park
okay.
or something. I don't know.
Because the Navajo Nation
looks
like
it's another reservation.
Navajo Nation's really big and there's actually parts of it that goes up into Colorado and Utah and New Mexico, but most of it's in Arizona. I've driven through it. Yeah.
Reservations are weird to drive through, man.
They're
I don't
huge.
Know why. There's like a vibe. Like well, they look at you when you drive through there.
In the Southwest, they're huge, you know?
Uh-huh.
They're just everywhere. There's so
I
much.
I learned a thing, though. Thank you, Ben.
Yeah.
I like to go to
I have geography-tism and map-tism.
I like to go to the casino on the reservation because they have a Coca-Cola freestyle machine and you can pick your own drinks for free. You can get any, like, 108 different flavors, including a dozen different flavors that are caffeine and calorie-free. And I go in there and I pour myself a nice cup of free soda. It's amazing. There's a Walmart in the same parking lot, but the Walmart charges you $1.08 for soda. I go there, I get free soda at the casino. Last time I went, I only lost like $60.
Soda.
You don't have to play anything, right? You can just walk in.
Yeah, you could. But what do you play? I'm sure you play something.
I dumped some money in some slots because I was trying to impress a girl.
To get into her slot?
No.
Yeah. Slots for slots, bro.
No.
Slots for slots.
All right.
I'm like, yeah, you could just get free soda. Check this out. And then I lost like $60. See, the soda was free.
Okay, so I think it's Michael. I'm Baton. Patreon test my, or no, didn't he already say this?
What did he say?
Yeah. Patreon test my patience every month. I assure you the money will arrive.
Oh, is that I'm Baton's comment?
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, we heard that.
Yeah.
Damn.
And.
Is he going to be around for the post show?
Hopefully he can get in, I believe.
Yeah.
$5. My doggo passed away today, and I'm just glad you guys are around to take my mind off things. Thank you.
Yeah,
man.
Sorry to hear that.
I have three dogs, so and I've my oldest dog is my first dog ever, so I've never had a dog die before.
I'm terrified. My dog died like the day before I moved out of my old house, and I was having to do it like a hotel when I was moving in between places. So I was worried about taking him to the hotel, and he decided to die so he wouldn't have to go to the hotel.
Aww.
What a sweet boy. He was always a sweet boy, but he did it just in time so he wouldn't have to waste his time in a fucking hotel, sweet boy.
You think that's why?
Probably not, but I was like, damn, dude, I was ready to carry your old ass into the hotel and everything, but you didn't want to leave this house. And I cried.
Yeah.
I'm doubting. Okay, someone named Tiloop gave us $2 and said that they were doubting Pimunk's story unless Pimunk has a 3-foot-long neck. I don't know, the ball biting story. I think is what they're
gotta have that neck.
Like, I don't doubt the story. Like, Pimunk looks like the type of guy that chews on testicles, right? Just
wait a minute. What? Is he stupid? This guy's never been in a fight, has he?
Pimunk, there are thousands of people who have been in fights that haven't bit a guy's testicles. All right? You can't just say...
Yeah, but he's talking about, let's have a 3-foot-long... Watch any MMA fight and watch how guys get crotches close to the face. It happens
Billy,
all the time in fights.
You know, you might want to check out footage from the CPAC convention because Ben Shapiro's sister sang a song at it.
Shut up. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know who else has hot relative? Jordan Peterson's got a hot daughter. He's got
really?
A hot daughter. Jordan Peterson got a hot daughter. Ben Shapiro got a hot sister. I need like one more right-leaning person to have a hot relative, and I'm writing a song about free speech.
About free speech?
It's all about free speech and how I'm free to speak about how I want to bang their hot relatives.
Yeah, well, what about Trump's daughter? She kind of bad.
Oh, my God, she is. Ivanka's gorgeous. Yeah. I totally didn't think about Trump because I already wrote a song about her. Or I wrote her into a song, not about her. I wrote her into a song. It's a song called Friend Zone, and it's beautiful. If anybody's there at home right now and wants to go on Spotify and or iTunes and check out Friend Zone, you'll be like, damn, Billy's a sweet boy. That's it. Ivanka's not disgusting. She's gorgeous.
Josh New Point oh, $5. She's Billy, the double parentheses are the mark of 1% Ashkenazi Jew.
Mm. 1%ers.
Not to be confused with the 5%ers, the religion the Wu-Tang Clan is from.
What about the 33%ers?
I'm 5% God body.
Egghead gave us $2. You guys should check out my dad's old mercantile commercials from the 80s.
Yeah, send them in.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I want everyone who has weird or funny local commercials that you remember, if they're out there, send them my way.
You should check out Egghead's dad's sex tapes. They're awesome.
That's what I heard.
Are they?
Yeah.
So, Pitmonk, do you have, like, that puppet?
It's back there somewhere.
Okay, next time we're together, I want you to get the puppet and, like, show me how the puppet could, like, be fighting you, and you could bite his testicles off.
I'll just bite your nut off and show you how about
that. Damn it. I don't want that. I need, like, a visual aid of how you were positioned.
I'm going to bite your nuts. That's it.
No, you won't.
When we're hanging in VidCon, you're going to be asleep, and all of a sudden...
Do you even have, like, enough teeth?
Yep. I got
to
two
bite somebody's ball so hard to where it pops in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard.
Fuck, I'm never going to get over that. That's fucked, dude.
Dude, it happened, man.
Pitmon was like, look, we weren't even fighting. I got paid $7 to give him a blowjob.
Shit happens, bro.
And I was like, he's taking too long to come. So I bit his testicle off.
Yep. Indeed, my friend. Indeed.
Pitmonk.
What's happening?
I don't want you to bite my testicles. I don't not believe that
I
you
don't
want
to bite your testicles.
I didn't even bite anybody. I'm not questioning your story happening.
Nobody's questioning the story but that one dipshit.
All I'm questioning is exactly how that was the optimal maneuver. I just don't
I'm not saying it's the only move I had.
Not the only
it's just
one.
The move I used.
I just feel like to bite someone's testicle off, you really gotta put in some work.
That's pretty extreme.
It's amazing.
This dude was a big dude. He was strong. He was beating my ass. He was in the middle of a fucking fight. Adrenaline running like a motherfucker. I had to do something to get my ass up off the ground or I was going to get hurt. I bit the dude's testicle.
Okay, was he facing your balls? Like was it like 69 position?
Balls didn't bite his balls off, Billy.
Why? But that, I'm trying to see how he's perched on you. Like what positioning?
Do you want to continue this in the post show?
Okay,
dude, I can't show you. It's like okay, here's my body, right? He's here. His knee was upon this shoulder. His crotch was like here, and he was hammering down like this.
Okay, down and inward into your face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I can kind of see that now.
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought it was just obvious how he was doing it, but yeah, that's how he was doing it.
I was like, if his knee was on your shoulder and his balls were in your mouth, I feel like there's like so much more area that he would have to come to hit you with.
No, he was pounding down like short jabs.
The little short jabs, okay.
Which is the most violent punch? Anybody who does like hooks and shit, you're kind of dumb. The jab is the motherfucking tool to use. It's the punch.
Okay.
Straight jab into the facial area. Pop.
Okay. I see it now. That's all I needed. That's all I needed.
That's all you needed.
That was the strongest part of Conor McGregor's boxing game when he boxed Mayweather. Was he actually had? Yeah, he was actually good at that. He landed. That's why he actually won a couple rounds as far as scoring points went. But Mayweather was toying with him.
Yeah, I think Mayweather gave him the rounds because he knows how to put on a show.
I think Mayweather could have beat him in the first round.
Yeah.
But in a street fight, everything fucking goes crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's just people. I've seen dudes get their fucking ears. I've seen a dude get his nose bit off.
Yeah.
I seen dudes get hit with cue balls, pulled my eyeball, hung on my fucking head.
I know a girl that bit off another girl's finger during a fight.
Whoa.
Yeah.
The freakiest thing ever happened to me was the eyeball thing. Everybody wants to talk about the nut, but when my eye was literally hanging out of the fucking socket, that was pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So, I think we're going to go to the post show now, right?
Yeah.
All right.
We're all stars.
I mean, you can
now
come if you want. Post show.
I'm going to come and watch some porn.
Okay.
No, actually, I'm going to do a little stream of my own, so.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for watching tonight. Alan, you want to pitch anything before we go?
Yeah, if you want to find me, I'm at nfhcpodcast.com or on Twitter at totesallan. That's TOTESALLAN. Yeah. Come hang out.
Thank you for fun shit. Thank you for coming on tonight, Alan. It's always great to have
Anytime.
You.
Anytime. Love hanging out with you guys. Yeah. Have fun on your post show. I'll see you around.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Goodbye, Pimunk.
Bye. Watch my show. Stream.
1 there was nothing, and then there was the Drunken Peasants Podcast.
Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.
From the strangest corners of the internet, gonna get TP'd by Billy and Ben. You know where you can find them at, get ready cause they're gonna kick your... Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants, Drunken Peasants.